This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy. You think it, we'll say it.
Yo, what's up? It's Eric Sermon, the band that represent from EPMD, and I'm in full effect with my homegirl, DJ Sarah. She got a bubble under the dress. Peace to DJ Mice Diggy. Holla, one love, peace.
He got the name right, though.
Yeah, I'm a DJ, though. Just remember that, yeah? When I step in the club, you know what I mean? You don't go.
You're certified now.
Yeah. Eric Sermon said that.
DJ Mice Diggy.
What's going on, my beloveds?
What's up, party people? First of all, thank you so much to Ian Boldsworth.
Thank you very much.
He's been looking after you for the last 2 hours, and he had a magical guest in the studio with him. I was quite impressed with that puppetry that was going on. So if you missed that or any of the FUBAR shows, you just need to hit up the website. Last week on this show, it's all about hip hop with myself, Sarah Love, and my Siggy, 4 p.m. Mondays. Yep. Last week we were talking to Tame One of Artifacts. That just says it all.
You need a little space there just to
articulate.
Yeah, that gap is for you to just let it sink in. Remember where you hear it first as well, my beloveds, because I don't think people realise what's going on here on FUBAR Radio. This is the hip hop show. As Sarah said, each and every Monday, 4 till 6. What have we got in store this week? You Tame One, that's like you're drawing where people are like, oh shit, Tame One.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I forgot about
and
him.
That was part two of our Artifacts feature, because the previous week we were talking to Elder Sensei. So if you missed either of those interviews, hit up the website, fubarradio.com/hiphop, and you can check it all out there again. And coming up today, it's more hip hop goodies for you. We are bringing you Ed OG on the show today, one of Boston's finest. So don't move a muscle. Make sure you're here for that. Mice's investigation already has sparked some major controversy. I'm sure people are ready to get into like fisticuffs over this and stuff.
People are getting head first and balls deep into this one, boy. I didn't realize it would open up this can of worms.
So I can't wait to hear what more of the FUBAR listeners have to say. Remember, you can get in touch with us. It's hiphop@fubarradio.com. We are also bringing you a guide to the best parties in town. And we have our open mic, of course, plus brand new music from Blue and Knots. Got some freshness out of Birmingham from Sunny Jim in the bag for you as well.
Uh-oh.
Get in touch with us. And of course, we're getting into a special big up right after this. Another track fresh off of this brand new Common album. This is sick, seriously. It's Hip Hop, it's FUBAR Radio.
A nigga told me only rhyme for 19-year-olds. Nigga, you should rhyme wherever the spirit goes. Here it goes, lyrical miracles. These are pyramids from the imperial. In theory though, low-end scenario. It's Soundboy Berrio, drove me to classic material. Aerial nights, blew my mind out of stereotypes. For ethereal heights, I write like Richard. Invisible man, picture below. With the hieroglyphicable, prolific flow. On the walls where the mystics, the chemist to go. Supreme wisdom in my system is the kick in the dough. I don't rhyme for the sake of riddling, no. This is a ritual for those depicted as low. Now I pass life like I've been here before. The reincarnation never takes a nation. A million so hold us back, coldest raps. For me the globe is like a cul-de-sac. Around the world in a day, fine forever and I stay. I'm from the weather where they spray. There's got to be a better way. People dying every day, wonder what would heaven say. Devils need to get away. From Chevrolet to Escalade, from Evergreen to the Everglades, I kneel where the rebels pray. Seen 50 grave, but they need better shades. Niggas rhyming like they hold style and retrograde, the escapade I'm on. It's like when the sun, moon, and stars is born. It's hard to explain how these pyramids form.
Tell them that I got purple clock to spot. MCs, I'll be burning hot. Tell them that I got purple clock to spot. MCs, I'll be burning hot. Tell them that I got purple clock to spot. MC, I burn it, I will.
I arrived on the planet, never took the South South for granted. Smoke a little, keep a high standard. The roots are my niggas, so I gotta fly bandwidth. Son of the citizens, you know who I stand with. Dude said I was a hero, I ain't nothing but a sandwich. A gluten-free one, is that close my eyes, see my raps. My bio is feedback for what we need, rap on some Marshawn Lynch. Let me run it back. And come with that new black spiritual. Every rap's a miracle, condition that critical. Can't lack lyrical, we need black generals. Holy war, tap into you like Savion. But I'm a orator, the corduroy boy Kane. The door-to-door name, down the corridor of fame. I walk like an Egyptian on a mission to listen to conditions and vision. A vision of what we wishing. I've been commissioned to deprison the prism of your mind. Spit the wisdom of the one divine. Close encounter.
Sorry, up. Sorry, I'm
Pull
sorry.
That the fuck up, boy.
Stop.
Common's going in.
In it. Not Jeez. Messing about. How bananas is this? Wow. Produced by Kareem Riggins. The entire album is produced by him. It's out right now. I'm sorry, we had to draw for
What's
a reload
the name of the
on
album,
that one.
For people who don't know, like
the
myself,
album is fuck. Black America Again, and it's out right now. This track is called wow. Pyramids. Check it out.
Wow.
You know you hear all this goodness right here first. Common, Kareem Riggins. Wow. It's Sarah Love, My Stiggy on FUBAR.
A nigga told me only rhyme for 19 years. Nigga, you should rhyme wherever the spirit goes. Here it goes, lyrical miracles. These are pyramids from the imperial. In theory though, low end scenario. It's Soundboy Barrio, drove me to classic material. Aerial nights, blew my mind out of stereotypes. For ethereal heights, I write like Richard. Invisible man picture below with the hieroglyphicable. Prolific flow on the walls where the mystics are chemical to go. Supreme wisdom in my system is the kick in the dough. I don't rhyme for the sake of riddling, no. This is a ritual for those depicted as low. Now I pass life like I've been here before. The reincarnation of it takes a nation. A million so hold us back, coldest raps. For me the globe is like a cul-de-sac. Around the world in a day, fine forever and I stay. I'm from the weather where they spray. There's got to be a better way. People dying every day, wonder what would heaven say. Devils need to get away. From Chevrolet to Escalade, from Evergreen to the Everglades, I kneel where the rebels pray. Seen 50 grave, but they need better shades. Niggas rhyming like they hold style and retrograde, the escapade I'm on. It's like when the sun, moon, and stars is born. It's hard to explain how these pyramids form.
Tell them that I got more rocks than spot. MCs, I'll be burning hot. Tell them that I got more rocks than spot. MCs, I'll be burning hot. Tell them that I got more rocks than spot. MC, I burn it.
I arrived on the planet, never took the South South for granted. Smoke a little, keep a high standard. The roots are my niggas, so I gotta fly bandwidth. Son of the citizens, you know who I stand with. Dude said I was a hero, I ain't nothing but a sandwich. A gluten-free one, is that close my eyes, see my raps. My bio is feedback for what we need, rap on some Marshawn Lynch. Let me run it back. And come with that new black spiritual. Every rap's a miracle, condition that critical. Can't lack lyrical, we need black generals. Holy war, tap into you like Savion. But I'm a orator, the corduroy boy Kane. The door-to-door name, down the corridor of fame. I walk like an Egyptian on a mission to listen to conditions and vision. A vision of what we wishing. I've been commissioned to deprison the prism of your mind. Spit the wisdom of the one divine. Close encounter of the wonder kind. Front of line, shift the paradigm with a pair of rhymes. Style by Michaela, in the suite with Caroline. Getting dressed up under pressure. Alabama shakes on incense, rising from the dresser. Child of a fresher God, influenced by the life of the former. Joanne Tessa, Mar, the side of Shakur. I gotta do more, the light-skinned spook who got in the door. I gotta hit four, same thing Cassius Clay uses pottery for. I'm on a war tour, with Muhammad the prophet, my man. And where we land, the pyramids stand.
Tell him that I got four rocks off the spot. MCs, I'll be burning hot. Tell him that I got four rocks off the spot. MCs, I'll be burning hot. Tell him that I got four rocks off the spot. MC, I burn it.
I'm sorry, props to that one, Common. That track's called Pyramids. You know why I rate Common, Bruh. Though, with that tune? Because, like, he's on the level of an artist where he could easily just be going out making some junk and, like, and getting those chart dollars sort of thing.
Well, okay, when you say junk, I mean, the level of junk, are you talking, like, you know... just commercial, like, you know, hey, I just want to make money junk, or like, right, he lost it junk.
I want to make money junk. I'm not. I think he's quite far from completely losing.
Yeah, but
it.
How would Common come out with, like, I'm gonna make money junk? Like, what type would you reckon he'd...
Like, he could just do some foolishness. Like, as much as I rate Bruno Mars, because that's kind of like the, you know, as palatable as pop, like, the top 20 gets, isn't it? It's like, he could just do some foolishness, like Uptown Funk, innit?
Okay, yeah, I get what you're saying.
Do you know what I mean? Like, or he could just go all out and do that, I'm appealing to the ladies, and start singing or something.
I think it's...
Not there's anything wrong with that either.
No, there's nothing wrong with that if it appeals to the ladies. That's the thing.
That's
there's
the
ladies
key.
And there's girls, you know. When you start appealing to girls with that shit, that's when it gets a bit worrying, and you know, you really feel like you're the shit.
Uh-oh.
Like, come on, man.
Or like, he could even go off and do
ladies,
like a flow rider. Do you know what I mean? He could go as far as that. Like, honestly,
that'd be hilarious seeing him in tight pants talking about apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur.
Like conscious, once,
you know, like conscious. So we need to get
conscious
more conscious stripper music.
Yeah,
conscious stripper
exactly,
music.
Exactly, because there's lots of conscious strippers out there.
Well,
there are.
Yeah, hey, there are some real.
Hey, maybe you know
DJ
more
Sarah
about
Love.
It than me.
Yeah, I'll have you know that there are some really. Well, they're doing their best to get educated. They just got to flash the butterfly tattoo on the booty to get that money to pay for education. So, yeah, just remember that.
You seem
and
very well informed.
It's not cheap.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You know, and getting those tips means lots of hair flicks and stuff. So, you know, I rate Common for coming with a record like this. It's entirely produced by Kareem Riggins. Like, Kareem Riggins is a close friend of Jay Dilla. He's a Stone's Throw artist. He put out that album Alone Together a couple years ago, which is incredible. I mean, this guy's a top-level jazz drummer also. So I just rate the fact that Common is just saying, no, you know what? I'm making an album for me rather than just doing what he could easily do. So go and check it
definitely.
Out. I definitely recommend it. It's Sarah Love.
I just want to confirm that. So that tune, you know, last week we played the tune with him and Bilal. Is that on the album as well?
That's on the album too.
Oh,
that's
that was used on the documentary, 13th.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
I've been waiting to watch that as well. I know you've like overdosed on it now.
Yeah.
That's important viewing.
I watched it again. Yeah. It's amazing,
important
man.
Viewing.
It's sad, but it's amazing to see, you know.
The truth hurts.
Oof.
Truth is a bit crazy, too real, man. You know. And also, of course, the track with Stevie Wonder that's on that same album as well that you heard right here first on FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, My Stiggy, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake for all you mother lovers out there. You know what time it is right about now, though. It's that time where we shed light on the positive for all you bitches and bitchettes out there in the world.
Are you pointing fingers at bitches and bitchettes?
Got a gopher.
Yes.
Like a gopher.
No, because this we like to start the show off by bringing like our attentions back to all the things that really matter that are going on in the world. Of course, it's like people are feeling mad, stressful, and your paranoid investigation last week, Mice, like that's been buzzing around in my head over since I last saw you. And you know, but there's so many important people doing important things that I think we all need to be reminded of, and especially in hip hop, like I just feel, you know, we're a niche crew of people, clique of people, like worldwide. And I just feel as though if we're not going to big up our own heroes and, our warriors and champions, like, who is going to do this? So this week, it was very, very important that I sent out a massive
big up
to the one and only Mark B, the UK producer, who sadly passed away at the beginning of this year. And it was actually his birthday this weekend. And Mark B, like, if you're not familiar with Mark, I mean, he did so... He's just had such an awesome catalogue that I think was really pivotal in a lot of, you know, the UK story involving hip-hop,
man.
You know. He was like mostly, he was first acted like in the 90s and then the early 2000s. A lot of people know him for the work he did with Task Force on their first EP, New Mike Order. He did all like the stuff with Skinny Man as well. Then he was on Top of the Pops with Blade and Mr. Thing. That was when they had their hit You Don't See the Signs. He's worked with DJ Vadim, MC Mello for Life Cypher, Delta from Australia, like all kinds of cats, as well as releasing his own solo material. And dude, I just think a really important UK producer. And on the line, we should be speaking to another UK producer, Lewis Parker. Can you hear me?
The god Lewis Parker.
Oh, Lewis, I'm so pleased to hear your voice. How's everything, man?
Yeah, so it's maintaining, you know, maintaining and dealing with the shit as always.
Yes, but it was so lovely to see you here on the show the other week. And, you know, I thought of you today. It was lovely. And I thought of you today when I saw that it was Mark B's birthday yesterday. And I just thought, you know, you being another producer that is so respected in this country, and everyone got to hear a lot about your story and your views on how things should be done when it comes to making music. And Mark B was one of the names mentioned. So why would you say, Lewis Parker, that Mark B is like an important name for us to champion and remember?
Oh, you know, he was definitely one of the best coming out the UK, I think, to ever do it, you know what I mean? He definitely was ahead of his time, you know what I mean? He's a digging legend, was a mastermind of programming, you know, a master digger, you know what I mean? He had his breaks and knowledge went on for days and days, you know what I'm saying? He was on certain genres, you know, ahead of a lot of dudes, you know what I'm saying? He put a lot of dudes onto certain shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, so yeah, he is definitely one of the men from the UK that was, you know what I'm saying, he got on to the, I would say, the new school. I mean, even though nowadays all the young kids are saying that's the old school, but you know, from that new school 90s period, from when the sound started to change slightly, you know what I mean, the producing technique stepped up, he was on those styles from early. You know what I'm saying? And, and he was definitely one of the heads who made that transition and started bringing the new flavor, the new wave of hip-hop coming out of the UK. At that point, he was definitely one of the pioneers in that, you know what I'm saying? And he's definitely someone that I think all heads over here who knew what it was have always had major respect for him, because he was always one of them dudes who was bringing heat, you know what I'm saying? Even when you think about them old 279 radio shows, and my man was bringing up beats from early, and had cats freestyle. I remember, you know, the Karis One coming on 279 one time, filling it over Mark B's beats.
Wow,
you know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
He was like, who's these beats? You know what I'm saying? I need to know who this cat is. You know what I'm saying? He was always like one of them dudes who always had fly joints. And his knowledge and understanding of hip-hop was deep, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and he was definitely, for me, one of the dudes, when I was younger, helped me, you know what I'm saying? It was like he embraced me from when he heard my shit, you know what I'm saying? We used to hook up, used to come to the crib, you know what I'm saying? Check my beats, drive me around to his, you know what I'm saying? Play me beats, you know what I'm saying? Show me certain breaks, you know what I mean? I got mad breaks. Even today, I was actually messing with a drum break that I'm pretty sure I got off Mark, you know what I'm saying? So,
Yeah. And when was the first time you were introduced to Mark's music got to know Mark?
The first joint I heard from Mark was the MCM joint. What's the special type of skill, you know what I'm saying?
MCM, Caveman, Zach.
Because that came out on the 12, I think it was 94, and my boy Giacomo in Canterbury, he was always heavily up on all the new, like, underground, you know, instrumental hip-hop shit, and ill shit. He was always on the ill instrumental shit, so he picked up on Mark early, and I remember he bought the 12, and I remember that was the first time I heard Mark B shit, and then it was a blessing, like, a year or so later, when, you know what I mean, I took my shit out with Vice and Full Travel, me and Mark started hooking up, and then we did the remix for that same joint. That was the first joint I heard of Mark. And I was like, we're doing a remix right now. Trevor did the Underdog, did the remix. I jumped on the remix, did the hook, did a verse, and then Mark did another, did a remix of the remix, and then Mark did a version of that as well. So working with Mark was always a blessing, because I always felt, you know what I'm saying, he came with the right sound and was doing hip hop how it was meant to be. So it was always a blessing working with Mark, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I miss the brother, you know what I'm saying? I was I wish he was still with us, you know what I'm saying?
And that's the other thing with Mark. He was a good dude, do you know what I mean? As well as that, like, he was always, like, a pleasant dude to bump into and stuff. And so, and yeah, I just think that goes a long way in this industry as well, do you know what I mean? And yeah, there's so many people's careers, like, important people in this country's careers that he, you know, played a part in, like, bringing people through and stuff, which, again, I just think is such a blessing to have for us that he did a lot of that as well, you know. And you just being such a respected person, I thought it was important that people get to understand from you why he is an important cat for us to remember. But right now, I wanted to play one of my favorite Mark B productions. Of course, he's really well known for the Unknown stuff with Blade and everything, then making it through to the charts with all of that stuff. But for me, a real important moment for me in hip hop in this country was in 1999 when I was working in the record shop Deal Real on Knoll Street, and I was listening on headphones to this EP by it was Mark B Presents Task Force New Mic Order, and then this track just like stopped me in my tracks, and it features a Skinny Man on this joint as well, and I just was like, you know what, we got to spin this. So this is It's On You, Task Force, produced by Mark B. Lewis, thank you so much for chatting to us today.
Yeah, man.
And we look
good to hear from you, bruv.
Rest in peace, Mark B. No doubt. Big up.
Yeah.
My biggie. The love every time. You know what I mean?
Yes, brother.
Lots of love. We hope to see you soon.
Yeah, man. We've got to get you back up here again soon, bruv.
Okay. Yeah, no doubt, bro.
Okay, lots of love, Lewis. Right. Sending this one out to the OG UK warrior, our soldier, Mark B. Happy birthday, man. We love you loads.
Just on you. I'm saying, fish. And this mud overstand bogus operations of the one hit wonders made to be the latest pop sensation. Now I'm gonna do whatever I want to make myself wanna through, because the rest is on you. It's on you. The kids with those sprays on change, tagging my fam's name to help our shit maintain. It's on you. The kids in the record shop, keeping it real, spending money on the British hip hop. It's on you. The DJs on rap radios, play our shit on your shows to make sure everybody knows. It's on you. To recognize exactly what you got, even though you might have thought it, it's not. What?
It's on you. 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 MCs, it's on you. DJs, it's on you. A man is making beats for their crew. It's on you. MCs, it's on you. DJs, it's on you. A man is making beats for their crew. It's on you.
It's on you. All your rappers, DJs, producers, breakers, taggers, all the elements of hip-hop must strive together to be alive together. Because basically it's on all of us, it ain't on one of us, yeah. It ain't on the Yankees to lead the way. It's all about the UK, it's on us today. It's on you.
Yeah, it's the task force, it's the Farmer G, and Mr. Chester B. Hackenbush, Eno Redrum, Mark B, big up to Skinny Man, Mongo, the Berry Crew. Yeah, Mr. Fink on the cuts and DJ Vadim, big up Jody Green, and all man supporting the cause. Don't put this shit on pause. This is the Cape Borough shit. 99 lit. Get ready. We're coming.
99.
Some classic business. You need to own that if you want to know about hip hop from this country. Task Force, it's on you, featuring Skinny Man and Eno Redrum.
Eno Redrum, man. I used to love Eno Redrum, man. I don't know what happened to him. He disappeared, didn't it? Damn, man. Rest in peace, Mark B, man.
Aww.
Happy birthday and rest in power.
Yes, and I actually did speak to Skinny Man earlier today.
Is it?
Yeah, and Skinny Man, wow. He is promising to come through to the show.
Don't lie.
Don't lie, you know.
We got to get skinny for the whole 2 hours.
Do you know
why?
Really, it's going to end up being the Skinny Man show.
Yeah, we're going to have to do an AMA with Skinny, definitely. People want to know what he's up to. What is he doing? Where, what, how, what, why, when, you know?
Okay, work on it and I'll try, try and make it happen. But, you know, Skinny was just like saying, yeah, big up to Mark B. He's got mad love for him. And he said, really, if you want something done, get it done now, because tomorrow's promised to nobody.
Yep. That's true, man.
It's hip hop. This is FUBAR Radio. Myself, Sarah Love.
Myself, Mice Diggy. Shout out to Chew That. I think he's locked in. He's out there in the wilderness somewhere doing some famous ass shit, because you know he does famous shit.
Oh, yeah.
We had him
last
week on the show as guest host. So shout out to Chew. Chew Blacker. Hey.
And shout out to everyone locked into the show. The show is all about you guys, and we love doing this for you every week. So hit us up with a message. It's hiphop@foodbarradio.com is the email. Big up to Dr. Syntax, locked into the show, and all the lovely people across the globe. But before we get into all those big ups, do you know what time it is?
Yeah, you're damn right I know what mother loving time it is. The fuck you think I am? I'm a motherfucking private eye investigator. You're damn right. But right about now, I want to introduce y'all to the FUBAR Radio Cafe, where we give you exactly what you need, mother lovers.
Mm.
You're damn right. Hold the secret sauce, though. And I go by the name. My Sack Hayes, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. My Sack Hayes, motherfucker. Yeah, and I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth. Please.
Woo. That's getting a bit too, you know, like we're too smooth with it. It's like we've rehearsed it now. Nearly a year of rehearsing that shit, we got it smooth. That's hilarious. But yo, this week's investigation, boy. We opened up a portal, a wormhole, whatever the fuck you want to call it, even if it is called that, because that might be a frigging conspiracy theory, I guess.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, first, unravel the details.
So we're talking about that documentary 13th. I watched it again, right?
Well, for people who don't know what it is.
It's a documentary. It's on Netflix, and it's basically to do with the 13th Amendment that they have in America, which has made it so certain things were possible and certain things were legal in terms of slavery being abolished. Mm-hmm. You could still become a slave if you're a criminal.
Well, yeah, because slavery is illegal in America.
It's illegal in America.
Unless it's for punishment, basically if you are in a federal jail, it's legal to be treated as a slave.
Bam, she didn't even read that off no screen. No, yeah. I was like, that's exactly it. And so, you know, I'm watching it and I'm thinking, wow, remember, like, even our boy, homeboy Sandman did an investigation on it where... do you remember there was a letter that came out a couple, maybe 2-3 years ago, and it was saying that there was this secret meeting regarding the music industry.
Yeah.
Yeah, the industry, and saying they wanted more music like what NWA were doing. They wanted more ignorant music. They wanted black people or people from the ghetto to be influenced by this style of music, to put them, to pack them in the jail so there could be more of them in the jail. And the basis of it was that the same company, the parent company that owns, you know, whoever, you know, makes the jails or whatever services that the jails need, also
which are run for profit and in collusion with the American government.
Well, in collusion with the music industry, like the record labels that were big at that time, that had to have those sort of meetings. And that's a, that was a proper conspiracy. You know, people were like, shut the fuck up. You're trying to say in the 80s or whenever it was, 90s, that people were all like, yeah, yeah. You know, Jimmy Iovine or whoever was talking about, yeah, man, we got to get more of these black people in jail. But then watching 13th made me think, oh, shit. They might, you know, that might be for real. Like, as ridiculous as that sounded, like, that's something they want to do. They wanted to do. You could see that it was a profit. There were, people were making money off of this shit. You know, people make money off of the phone calls people got to make from jail, or the food they've got to eat, or the bedding, or so somewhere along the line, some mother lovers making a lot of money off of this shit.
But it's even with the jail system.
Yeah, you see, I was trying to.
That's you see how I was talking. Machine this
yeah,
is,
yeah, I was talking, and I thought, yeah, I think it's gonna happen now. And then it's like, nah, shit, I missed it. The Sarah.
See, the whole time, just holding my breath on that intake that my second is done until it gets the, and I breathe out.
So this week's investigation hashtag Mice Investigates. What's the most outrageous conspiracy theory you've ever heard of? What's the most outrageous conspiracy theory you've ever heard of? Hit us back. At FUBAR Radio on the Twitter machine. You can hit us hiphop@fubarradio.com if you're only an emailer. You can hit me up at Mice Diggy or at DJ Sarah Love. Let us know what's the most outrageous conspiracy theory you've ever heard of. I've heard of a bunch of different theories.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely it's being part, being British and being, being in the, it, being part of hip hop is like the perfect combination. And being black,
for real,
it's like the perfect combination.
Yeah, yeah, you know, they're out to get us, fam. Yeah. They are out to get
you
us.
Best
yeah.
believe.
Don't like, don't drink the red wine. Like, don't drink it. True, like they put bear things in there, innit? Like
bear things. No, but I think. One of the most, I mean, there's lots of conspiracy theories. There's some
outrageous.
Which are kind of petty, which just sort of annoy me.
Like?
And this is something you encounter every day, because I just notice how it's really easy to point fingers, isn't it, rather than to look at yourself and address a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's easy to go, no, but the reason why this is so bad is because that person 17 years ago, they did this.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that's
why... They stepped on my toe, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so that's just like, okay, come on, this isn't even adding up and you're literally living your life by this.
But, oh, what? So you're talking about people that claim there's a link to everything, so... Say, like, I don't know, because I stumped my toe 2 weeks ago, that means that I, you know, I had to go to the doctor 3 days later, and then I bumped into so-and-so, and then, you know, those sort of
see,
people where they try
that's
and link.
Even kind of spiritual. That kind of sounds positive. No, I'm talking about the people who are just like, yeah, but my ex-boyfriend, when we were together 5 years, I've not spoken to him since, but it's because of him that now I can't get a job. And it's just like,
right,
no,
yeah,
you need to just, like, get over that and sort yourself out, man, if you want things to move forward. So there's those kind of conspiracy theories, but one of my favourite ones of the last few years is when it was leading up to the London Olympics.
Yeah. What was that?
And this was on a YouTube video, but there was this guy who was doing
that's proof,
this, like,
man.
That's
YouTube
proof.
Videos are like, yo, bruv, that's proof.
Yeah.
Look, it says it on the video there, like, yeah. Bigfoot exists, fam.
Probably, but yeah, no, this guy, he was convinced, he had made this whole YouTube video about how the site where the London, the Olympic park was built on is like on these ley lines and stuff. And the moment when everyone's in the stadium for the opening ceremony, ceremony at the London Olympics because everyone's going to cheer at the same time. The mass surge of energy is going to open a portal to the alien world, and the aliens are going to come back to Earth.
Yeah, the thing is, man, what's amazing, it's amazing that people obviously have these videos out there and believe this, or are seeming to believe this.
No, they're convinced.
But this is what I'm leading to, is what's even more amazing is the amount of time they've put into making those videos.
I know.
And then that's where you're like, okay, maybe they do. This ain't just for they ain't just trying
this
to monetize.
Is their
life. This is like, right, they really believe this.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, like shout out to Dominic Bandoni. He says, full stop, flat earth. That's already the crazy. The flat earth thing, I don't really get it myself. I still don't understand why people claim there is a flat earth. But Jesus Christ, that'd be a long ass way to walk then, isn't it?
There's one simple way to prove that is complete nonsense.
What?
You just keep walking in a straight line and you will get back to where you started. Wow. Done!
Yeah, but has anyone done that though, Sarah Love? That's the thing. Has anyone ever walked around
Earth and come back? I think they've sailed. Oh, great. You know, the great Christopher Columbus.
Who?
When he discovers...
I'm sorry, come again? Sorry, I didn't even hear that.
You know that,
rapist
and barbarian Christopher Columbus
who skinned
innocent people alive and stuff like that. Yeah, and turned them into slaves and things. Yeah, no, but I think there's so many conspiracies with... Yeah, I mean, the record industry is a classic one. And just Illuminati in general, like... I think with Illuminati, obviously, whoever you are, whatever industry you work in, whether you're a bin man or you work in a university, whatever kind of thing, you're going to hook up your mates, innit? So it's like me as a DJ, I'm going to give my friends guest lists.
Guest lists. Do you reckon that's what Illuminati is?
Oh. Yeah, so all I mean is, like, people say Illuminati and they think it's some dudes in hoods who gather together to drink blood from baby's spleens or something.
Mm.
But really, it's just the same as, like, with any industry. People are going to hook up their mates and do, like, backhanders and things. It doesn't mean that they're all there chanting after night in central London.
I'm not saying it's not happening. Who knows?
My other thing with conspiracy theories, I'm totally open to conspiracy theories. But with anything, I just need evidence. Like, you know, if someone was to accuse me of murdering someone, rather than just sending me to jail, I want to go through a process of providing evidence to support your claim. And then I'm down, man.
I like to be open-minded.
I'm agnostic.
That makes sense. So how do you feel about Hollow Earth then?
Hollow Earth? What are you talking about? People chat about Hollow Earth.
Yeah, there's a theory that in the Antarctic... Right? In the Antarctic, there's a like hole, and you can basically...
This is just road science investigation.
No. This is shit that's out on the internet.
I know,
this
ain't which even, is basically
yeah,
road
it's road science.
Science,
yeah. But, I mean, you know, that's a bit crazy as well, right?
That's nonsense.
Look.
But again, just show me evidence, unequivocal evidence, and I'm backing it, man. I'm totally open-minded. But at the moment, the way evidence stands... is, you know, that we live in a universe which, you know, there's certain kind of laws of physics that this universe, you know, operates by.
And then the other thing is the Loch Ness Monster.
I believe in Loch Ness Monster. How
weird is it that it's still a theory that, like, we haven't seen it. No one's ever seen it. All everyone's ever seen is, you know, like a chair, leg... sticking out of the water.
The only photographic evidence.
Yeah, but people still go on like
that.
There's a whole industry,
support a whole community where that's like their main economy is built around the Loch Ness Monster.
They found Osama bin Laden. You know what I mean? It's like, where are we going with this whole thing, man?
Loch Ness Monster. Is Father Christmas a conspiracy theory?
Nah, Father Christmas is just straight up
Coca-Cola's
way of making that money. Look at this fat guy. Look, look like just like your granddaddy, don't he?
Proper.
Come buy some Coca-Cola, bitches.
My niece did sum it up with Father Christmas today. She was like, he just sounds like a pedophile. He's coming to get little kids at night when they're sleeping.
Wow.
I was like, okay.
All right, let's get that image out of our head. Let's go over to the digital pub where I spoke with a couple of the lads about this situation. So shout out to Gleam. Shout out to Gleam because...
Every time, anyway.
Yeah. I did mention about his conspiracy the other week about the banks taking all your money out of the banks by 11th of October. I made that mistake and did that shit, but nothing happened. So, but what I did find out was that there was no more interest on the money that I had in the bank. So he was
semi.
Did you say that's halfway there? I don't even know if you got. But he was onto something. Let's just say he was onto something. Yeah. Shout out to Gleam. He says one of the biggest, you know, one of the most outrageous conspiracies he's ever heard is that the Queen goes around the world repaying the debts of her empire. More ridiculous than her being a lizard. Oh, touche, boy. Touche. He went in on that one. Anyway, I don't even want to get myself in trouble there.
Yeah.
Listen, Danny Seaton said the old TV show, Saved by the Bell. Do you remember that? Saved by the Bell with Screech and all that.
Where everyone in that show's life was ruined, isn't it? Also, that's a conspiracy theory, because the reason why they were ruined is because...
Well, apparently it's a vehicle for your brethren, the Illuminati. Apparently it was riddled with satanic hidden messages. Yeah.
So like, you lot, and then how did these messages play out to be like of any kind of benefit to whatever the agenda was of the people writing them in the show?
Yeah, but I didn't even get part to that point. So all
I
know,
as far as the theme tune of the show, and then I switched off anyway. Oh damn! So maybe they infiltrated.
I don't know, but it wasn't really one of my programs, to be honest. So I'm kind of glad that. Okay, so here's another one. This is one that's really that I find a bit. It's just like, really, people are saying that. There's, what do they call it? The mandala or Mandela effect.
What's that?
Hit us up if anybody's...
If anyone actually knows. No, what?
I know, I think it's the Mandela effect. I'm pretty sure it's the Mandela effect.
What is it? Just explain
to me. I can't remember what... It's something to do with when he went in prison and when he came out.
Oh, as in Mandela?
Yeah, Mandela. As in Nelson Mandela.
Okay.
And that people remember it a certain way.
Okay, so
here's an example. Can you remember... Fuck, I don't know. See, look, I got asked these questions. I don't even watch any of these films like that. So, yeah, but it was like, what does Forrest Gump's mother say to him? You know, what's the famous line she says to him? Yeah, I didn't know either.
Be home in time for your dinner.
All right, do you remember this saying? Is it mirror, mirror on the wall?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it magic mirror on the wall?
Mirror, mirror.
Yeah, so now if you go back and look at the film, is it Snow White?
I think so.
Apparently it says magic mirror on the wall, but everyone remembers it as mirror, mirror on the wall.
Okay.
So what people think, instead of thinking that we're all dumb as fuck and our memories aren't that great, mm-hmm. everybody thinks that history is being rewritten right now. So everything we remember it as... isn't what it is, if that makes any fucking sense.
Okay.
So they were like...
So who is benefiting from that? From magic mirror, mirror, mirror.
Somebody's probably laughing, thinking, everyone thinks that history's being rewritten.
Well, speaking of Snow White, I mean, conspiracy theory, and this isn't even like theory kind of thing. When you look at something like Disney, like they have their own political allegiances, religious agendas and stuff, which those are all channeled through the messages of their films. And this all reinforces, you know, the American agenda.
Mm.
Like, that's not even a conspiracy. It's fact. Like, they're propping up
so
a Christian.
What, do you reckon? I mean, but then what's the benefit of like, hey, man, everything you remember it as isn't what it is. Like... Because I think what there's loads of bits of history that people, you know, enough people are feeling like, whoa, if there's this many of us who remember it like that, something, you know, something's got to be going on. When we don't even remember.
I've watched Snow White again.
We don't remember things the way we think we do. What we're remembering is the memory.
Memory of the event.
So it's always getting fabricated as it goes along.
Unless it's documented.
Yeah, unless it's documented, but even then, still, until you look at that document again, all you're going to remember is the last time you saw it.
And that's the other wonderful thing about science, is because science is about observation, investigation, taking measurements and studying things. It's not about, like, just
road science.
It's not about road science.
Yeah, road science.
Chinese whispers road science, either. But hit us up in the studio, hiphop@foodbarradio.com.
Yes.
Hit him with the question, nice.
The question again, for all you mother lovers out there who like to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most outrageous conspiracy theory you've ever heard?
Mm-hmm.
Hit us up. Now, it could be, I don't know, that Bill Cosby didn't rape all those women.
Oh my
God,
let's not even go there. Bill Cosby, Father Christmas.
It could be that.
But get in touch with us. I definitely want to hear what elaborate stories you've come by. Can you top my story of the portal that's going to open at the Olympic Park in London when everyone cheers simultaneously? I love that guy. I have tried to find him since see, like, what was he saying now, actually? Like,
what about, okay, well, you
now
know,
that it didn't happen.
As we're a hip-hop show, do you remember how many times Busta Rhymes said... How many years left? We had it. How many albums did you buy? And it's like, there's only 4 years left, motherfuckers.
But the funniest thing is just how he's just like, okay, let's just not mention that again. Since that.
Well, what he did in the end, he made an album that was called The Big Bang. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And so it was like, as he styled it out good because it made it like, yeah. Well, I was talking about the album.
Honestly.
I got y'all for 10 years. Y'all motherfuckers thought this was going wrong.
It was all his elaborate plan. Get in touch with us in the studio. I'm going to play a brand new track. This is from the new project courtesy of Blue and produced by Knots. And this one features a gang of your favorite MCs. This is Hip Hop is Food Bar Radio.
Yep.
Yo, check it. Rugged as Godwana. I advise you not to stand beside her. Native tongue. Surprise, I didn't sign a tribe. You trying to block me out my blind side. Mind's out. Why try? Wise guy. You got it made. Special egg. But not that special bus. That special bed. Oh, yeah. She knew the land. She was the extra special head. I'm counting bread baskets. We brownies trying to out-rap you. You put that pencil on that pistol, boy. That let it catch you. Bad combo. Lettuce and ketchup. Let us catch you slipping. Red crippin'. My nigga, you color purple. Oh, yeah. You old for Winfrey. I'm Boosberg, I squirt the mustard on ya. Old Da Vinci, old Da Vinci. I'ma smirk you. Steve Urkel blowing weed circles. You couldn't imagine if I unmasked true virtue. Forever blue with you, forever blue. Just cause you let us know you next to blue. I'm still forever blue. Red carpet, still they let us through. Oh yeah, we Taylor too. Oh yeah, except it's you and Gator Boots. Chuck T's only. Crush these phonies. They don't want beef now. Nah. They lunch meat bologna. We sitting on cheese like pepperoni. Except it's only one true master of the ceremony.
Big giants, man. Word up.
You can't compare to the status right here.
Naturally, I'm a comic, but naturally born psychotic. Highly skilled, constantly build like the mutants in Marvel Comics. Bishop mixed with Forge, cannons like Valley Forge. American Revolution, yeah, Comrade George. Every line I rhyme is mine, my signature's never forged. Cause no matter how rich you get, respects you can't afford. No flush to pass, the soda pass, I pass, always moving forward. Visionary, yes, very, but my abilities tend to vary. Edgar Casey, Ramanujan, let's sleep with more solutions. Before I jump, I yell Geronimo, rap. I'm with the movement, give praise to the last poets. Reference point to what I'm doing. Rappers say they gotta move it, no pal, that's just your bowels moving. Don't talk moving unless you real in the ghetto with some home improvement. Feeding the babies, feeding the schools, and making a change on the daily. Say you love your hood, but you're not the nigga, you sound crazy. John Steph's my stride, nigga, always remains ginormous. Can hop, skip, and see all sides of the world's four corners. Make a gargantuan Goliath like the Nephilim. Godly, we Titans and Anunnaki, modern Olympians. Looming over your city like the Jackson 5, but bigger, no glitter. Pour palms of pain, rivers of acid rain on you niggas. Can you feel it?
Nothing can save ya.
Big giants, man. Word up.
On the next level.
Pay homage, acknowledge the best.
Let's get to it, bring them the best music. Beautifully blessed bars you can blast in a brown Buick. Asking the rats who is the truest of all. The mirror said it's tall, Reezy, then it fell off the wall. I never fell off at all, I fell back to record. Until the IA logo from Commissioner Gordon shine in my city. Ain't really been no shine in my city since the nigga Blue Trav after signing with Diddy. Straight out the gutter like Britney, had nothing like Whitney. So fuck faith like a Biggie, let's get rich. And 50 or die trying. If y'all shit the truth, then try lying. If they don't ride for you, then try driving. Shots firing at anybody feeling some type of way. Sincerely yours, nigga, Rich Homie Ray. Listen, without hyping in the press, when I write, bring them to rest. To Ray, Sky, Suit Blue, with Titans in the flesh.
Big giants, man, word up.
Living legend, spit fire, supply you the holy vivid like I'm stretching the talk. And provided the only difference is the steps on the ball. I rap like if you was tying up and catching your arm. My timing is roly driven, not a second will pause. Wait for it, you listen to me with your browser going. Where Google is cliff notes and you read with your mouth open. Like, oh, I get it now. Throwing a triple round, it's like three meanings and three reasons to king them now. They say the crown is weighty, but worth it if it should take me where I know that I've been at. But perhaps they gotta rate me. And when putting them rankings together, they know the daily is me and four others single-handedly place me. But still, from the side of the street where iron speaks and pussy still falls out the sky like I'm a sheik. The makings of a king and a scully forevermore. The Titans on the run for this money like Eddie Judge. One time.
Big giants, man, word up.
Legendary worldwide.
Big giants, man, word up.
Making big moves, never faking moves.
Big Giants. Big Giants.
Giant Steps, that's Blue, produced by Knotts, featuring Bishop Lamont, Torre, Sky Zoo and DJ Revolution on the cut there. That's taken from their EP, Titans in the Flesh, and that's the duo's second project together. You're tuned into FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
That's right, and myself, Mice Diggy, Mother Lovers. We have had some interesting answers regarding my investigation, Sarah Love. This is it's getting a bit worrying out there, I've got to say.
I'm
starting to believe some of these
theories. The power of the conspiracy theory, because it's like, so there's so many holes and there's no way for you to ever get to the bottom of these things. This is why it's so easy to get sucked into them.
I mean, look, I made pancakes on Saturday and when I was looking at the flatness of the pancake and looked outside and saw the flatness of the, I was like, rah,
there might be this.
Yeah, I just poured some syrup on them shits and yapped them up though. I thought, fuck it. But there are some people that have hit me up with something, you know, a couple things that have got me worried. So shout out to Polly. Polly heard a crazy conspiracy theory that Jay-Z is a time-traveling vampire.
Goodness me.
That's worrying.
See, that's plausible. If you're a naive person, you're sitting at home thinking, hold on, but he was on TV.
He's always got sunglasses on.
Oh, that's one sign.
Only ever seen. When? Okay, name how many times you've seen... Name two times you've seen Jay-Z out in the daylight. Exactly, exactly.
I've met him before twice you even say that.
Yeah, but before you even say that, exactly. And I bet it was indoors.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, Polly. I'm glad you said that.
But Polly, you didn't say whether you believe it or not, though, Polly.
I mean, it's outrageous, so she probably doesn't.
No, okay.
No, I mean, I am asking the most outrageous. That is kind of crazy.
That is pretty crazy. I wonder how convinced the person werewolf? He told Polly was of it.
Werewolf, maybe?
What, that he's a werewolf or just werewolves in general?
That he's a werewolf.
Oh, now I'm getting really worried. I'm going to listen to his lyrics again.
I wanted to be a vampire. I'll just put that out there. I did want to be a vampire.
Like a Westwood.
Yeah, but then, you know, as obviously
you got saved.
These later films came out, Twilight and shit, it's kind of, yeah. I didn't really want to be a vampire anymore. Shout outs to Ollie.
Hey,
Sarah and Mice.
Hi.
I heard that Katy Perry is missing Beauty Girl pageant contestant JonBenet Ramsey.
Okay, damn.
Because JonBenet Ramsey was blonde, am I correct? Thank you very much.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Gosh, you know a lot about me because I never had.
I'll make some noise for myself, remember that. Katy Perry looks like she dyes her hair black. Bam.
Done.
Bam.
Close
that might
deal.
Not be as outrageous.
Done
Ollie,
deal.
You might not have wanted to email that in because that is not as outrageous as you think it is. But thanks for the info.
It's too real, Ollie. Yeah,
it's very real.
I never
That's
heard of it.
Quite possible, man.
I know very little about Katy Perry and never heard of the other
Shout out to Peter. Yeah, I've heard about this one as well. The Hadron Collider.
Hadron.
Yeah, in CERN.
Yeah.
Where is CERN?
CERN is in Switzerland.
What, that's how it's spelled as well. It's just,
I don't think
it looks
is.
Like
is
an
it,
acronym,
is it
man.
In Switzerland?
The name of the place looks like an acronym. Anyway, is actually a gateway to contact an ancient Egyptian god.
Well,
Peter, you're deep.
I wonder, Peter, can you help me track down that video of the guy of the London Olympics, the portal opening when everyone cheers at the same time? And I think it is actually connected to CERN,
well,
too.
Look,
it's
you
part
know,
of the network.
They say Hollywood is trying to tell us something. We've all seen, granted it was shit, but the last X-Men movie.
But that doesn't matter.
The last X-Men movie.
What happens?
There's some ancient Egyptian shit going on there. I'm just going to put it out there. So,
damn.
Yeah, when you
cut me and come back to life.
Nah, but what was his name again? I've forgotten the baddie.
Apocalypse,
sorry, yeah. It slipped my mind. Yeah, him.
Thanks, Adamantium.
Yeah, see? Adamantium. You've got Adamantium here.
Adamantium's just dusting the dirt off his shoulders.
Encyclopedia.
Can't we just hit him with questions challenging his knowledge?
Yeah, but you never know, man. You never know. So People might think this shit is outrageous. In 10 years' time, we find out Tutankhamun is back in the strip club, making it rain on these bitches, boy. Making it endless. Yeah, solid gold, rain on. Make it rain, bitch. You never know. Anyway, moving on. We got some others that.
Who else have you heard from?
All right.
There's some conspiracy theories that annoy me as well. And right. I just think it's a liberty. And then there's ones that are stupid where people are just like.
So aliens is a big one. A lot of people have mentioned aliens.
Okay.
Now, you know, there's a theory that some of us are. We have
is
been messing around.
Is this my cynical look?
Yeah. And this is my. Let me try and prove
the borderline.
Yeah. If you look on the FUBAR Twitter, that guy, I'm trying to make that guy's face, the guy that they posted.
Oh, let me see. Okay.
Yeah. So the theory is people in Asia fucked around with aliens.
Why? Yeah.
Some of them actually believe it as well, and that's why they feel they're a bit different from the rest of the world.
Do they?
Yeah.
So that's than the Nigerians thing. Or
exactly. This is the part
Greenland.
I don't get. This is the part I don't get.
I do.
Well, look, so I mean, do you reckon now? Do you think we're the only beings?
I don't know if you remember when we had DJ Newmark on the show, and on your investigation, you were saying like, what would be your dream occupation? And then I was like saying
astronaut.
Like something to do with the stars, astronomy and stuff. And then I was saying how there's that new telescope in South Africa. It's the most powerful radio telescope on Earth. And it just took a picture of the darkest part of the universe where we thought there were only like 7 galaxies there, and it discovered 1,400 galaxies.
Yep. And that's what I'm saying.
And this is galaxies.
Yeah, galaxies. That means for people who don't understand what galaxies is, basically, that's a bunch of different worlds inside, like, a bunch of different worlds, you get me? You lot have seen Men in Black. Yeah, you know the part there where the alien flicks the thing, the marble, and then it turns into, yeah.
That.
But that. 14, what, how many times?
1,400. So on
and that's
that
just
basis,
on that dark part.
That
that's not
just
even
one corner.
That's not even a 360 degree.
No, and then also Jesus. That's with just this radio telescope operating at a quarter of its final capacity that it will be able to get images of.
So,
you know,
now,
so based on that, and this
yeah,
is what
based
science
on that,
says,
do you really believe we're the only mother lovers
no,
out here?
No, but based on that, what science says is that you have to say, you have to be agnostic about it. You've got to be open-minded and say there's no way for us to prove that it's not, because those galaxies are so
the
distant.
Agnostic word, just let me just, diary that one up there.
What did dictionary. I say?
Agnostic.
Agnostic is like saying that you can't prove.
No, I got
that
it.
God
a person who believes that nothing is known or can be known of the existence of nature of God or anything beyond material phenomena, a person who claims neither faith or nor disbelief in God. I got it.
Yeah,
go on, carry on.
I'm agnostic about the Illuminati. I'm agnostic about alien life forms. I mean, the plausibility is that it's entirely possible, but until we are actually able to make contact, it's a very difficult question to answer conclusively, isn't it? And say, without a shadow of a doubt, this person is guilty of murder and they need to, you know, go and do their prison sentence. So it's the same with aliens.
Yeah, so it's basically like, no matter how many videos people put out trying to prove this shit,
to me,
until an alien comes and says, yo,
look. What up?
Yeah.
Until I see an alien at the Slick Rick concert, you know, then, mind you, there are some crazy aliens.
Yeah, I was going to say, you probably will see aliens. Yeah. They might not be from another planet, but they'll definitely be alien-looking mother lovers.
Oh my God, we're running out of time already.
Yeah, we got to get into this NLG interview,
we have
man. Fuck this shit. This is more important shit than chemtrails. Shout out to Richard Rooney Rooney, who says chemtrails, which is very true. I did think that chemtrails existed, but then they disappear, so what do they really do? I don't know.
Well,
and plus, the same people who've been spraying them were going to be infected, no?
Exactly.
Yes, I don't know.
No, the one that really bugs me, though, is like the vaccination thing, because a lot of people are choosing not to vaccinate their kids because they say that the vaccination is causing all these different things.
I can tell
the
you now, I'm a victim of that shit. And this is not even a joke. Like, look.
Oh, that's confirmation.
Yeah, I had a tracheostomy because of a lump in the neck. But what we found out was, you know, so they give you vaccines and whatnot, and what they give you is a little bit of what they're trying to vaccinate, or, you know, they're trying to protect you from. And, yeah, what we found out is that grew. And so I was, you know, I became a victim of it. So I don't know about the rest of the shit where it's like, hey, this is meant to make your dick fall off and your You know what I mean? You'll sew your mouth shut while you're sleeping. I don't know about all of that.
Autism and all these kind of things. And the only evidence, like, say, a case like yours, that's, you know, from me speaking with medical experts on this, is like, say, you'd have one in 100 million people that would happen to, or one in 100 million children who have a vaccination will then develop something, XYZ. But, you know, if you don't give someone a vaccine, then it's like 90% chance that you will get, you know, some lethal disease or something. So there's just not the base of evidence to support not vaccinating your kids. Whether or not you want to believe what it says on blogs online and stuff, you are putting your children at risk.
Yeah, you are putting them at risk. Shout out to Ty. He hit us up. He said 9/11 being a setup. That's quite an outrageous conspiracy.
Yeah, that was kind of deep. That was the first thing. I remember I was driving in the car on the motorway to Manchester from London. That was the first thing that I was like, that's an inside job. But then I grew up a lot since then.
Man, I remember Blue, when it happened, Blue, shout out to DJ Bluefoot. He rang me up and he was like, Stro. I was like, yo, what's going on? He goes, right, a plane just hit the World Trade Center. I was like, what? He said, a crane just hit the World Trade Center. I was like, what? He said, a crane just hit the World Trade Center. And I was like, oh, okay, a crane hit the World Trade Center. I went, a crane just hit the World Trade Center. He's like, yeah. I was like, whatever. And then when I got into the office, I was having a meeting or something, got into the office and then saw on the TV, it was like a plane. I was like, oh, I thought he said crane. Nuts. It was a fucking plane at the World Trade Center.
It was pretty cinematography.
My ignorant ass didn't even know where the World Trade Center was, to be honest. I thought it was in the UK somewhere. I was like, oh, shit, I hope Mandemade. And then find out it was in New York. I was like, oh, shit, I hope the Mandemade.
I did stand on the roof of the World Trade Center.
Did you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What? Famous ass shit, boy. This is not the famous ass shit segment, Sarah. I don't know why.
No, but we are about to get into that because right after this, we're going to be hearing from the man, Ed OG. We have a special exclusive interview for you coming up. But first, let's play you something fresh from Sonny Jim. This is FUBAR Radio. Hit us up on the email, hiphop@fubarradio.com. It's hip hop.
I was troublemaking on my rookie training. Ain't nothing sacred, so brother tuck your chain in. I'm double taking, Girl Scout cookie blazing. Got your girl cookie baking, tushy shaking. Tag the telly with the truffle shaving. I'm done playing, I'm upgrading. I'm ready for the weighing. The red mullet's flaking, the bud's Jamaican. I'm on the Caymans, a long way from my grandmother's basement. The Indian jeweler, the funk looper, the fourth quarter jump shooter, about to scuba. Blood ash on my Bermuda, I'm out in Andalusia. Eat the clear pill like Bradley Cooper. 20 mil Chevy grill, machete kills. You did a Henry Hill, vocabulary spill. I'm ill, I rock steady. You pulled the John Terry, I popped the Dom Perry. God bless me, but jealous ones envy.
Yo, I was painting mirror whipping, Mac 11, name it different. Smell the fumes, break his kitchen, waves spinning. You fuck niggas too broke to pay attention. His brains hang from the ceiling. Yay dealing. The cops on the block stay tripping. Decay under the robe, the grand wizard. Style imperial. Poor Chris Bell on the cereal. Mask on the face like Rey Mysterio. Champagne when I'm thirsty. Nothing less than the 30. Had it running like Jackie Jordan Kersey. Never tripped on a hurdle. Out of Myrtle. My Brooklyn niggas murk you, watch your circle. Pistol whip the black and purple, shells will burn you. Fashion week, I'm next to Virgil. Don't fuck with me, Lord, I'm too dangerous. Wipe the gap with the Hermes, take the chip, fly guard.
My shit is some other shit. Pimp game, you know, reads the rhymes, understand the type of shit, swallow spit. That's the kind of nigga I am. That's what I used to do. And I still do it. You see it? Right now. You're seeing it. Pimpin' hoes, I'm in Rolls Royce doors. All I wore is tailor-made clothes. Motherfuckers fucking with me cause diamonds are dripping from everywhere. And they wonder why I don't wear motherfucking jewelry. Because I am a gem. I am a fucking gem.
That was some Sonny Jim flavor for you, featuring West Side Gun on that track. Look, it's called Red Mullet, and that is taken from Sonny Jim's project called Mud in My Malbec, and it's out now, and it's all produced by Sonny Jim too. It's a very cool record. So check it out. This is Fubar Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love.
Myself, Mice Diggy, aka the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake, Mother Lovers. We got something very special for you coming up. Right about now.
That's right, because a few weeks ago, I went down to the Jazz Cafe and there was a dope hip-hop show happening. On the bill, you had Rex. You've heard us play Rex's music on the show as well. Mm-hmm. Artifacts were there too, which we had interviews from them for the last 2 weeks for you. And finally on the lineup, you also had one of Boston's greats. Like, to me, one of the people who like helped put Boston on the map. Ed OG.
Definitely, man. Definitely put Boston on the map, boy.
Yeah. And Ed OG, like, if you're not familiar with him, he formed the group Ed OG and the Bulldogs. That was, like, back in 89, baby. And that was alongside Teddy Ted and Special K. And in 91, they released their first album, The Bulldogs. The first album with the group, The Bulldogs. And that included the song Be a Father to Your Child, which I just like that as a title, let alone the record. And it also had the track I Got to Have It On, which I did mean to ask Ed OG about this, because I don't know if you remember how Mary J. Blige sampled, she used the instrumental of that track and then did
Own jam.
That's why you got to have love for Mary.
Yeah,
how she's like picking out these
Queen of hip hop.
Yeah. And, you know, Ed OG, he's gone on to like to have his own successful solo career as well. He's got like 4 solo albums under his belt, 2 EPs. I mean, he's touring all over the world. On this trip when I caught up with them, they had been all over Europe and stuff. He's worked with, you know, it's like a who's who in hip hop, like from Pete Rock, Primo, KRS, Black Thought, Master Ace, RZA, like, you know, geez. He also collaborated with Primo and Pete Rock on his album Truth Hurts Too. And so right after they came off stage at Jazz Cafe in London last week, I caught up with Ed OG, because I thought, you know, the people, the listeners, you guys, you lovely people, need to hear from the horse's mouth himself. So this is what happened when we spoke to Ed OG in London, straight out of Boston, though.
Straight out of Boston!
I was in Copenhagen before that. We were Germany, so we got 3 more shows and, you know, back to the crib.
So what's good in Boston right now?
A lot of new artists coming out, a lot of young, great hip-hop artists coming. So, you know, just keep your eyes and ears open.
And what about Ed OG wise? What should people be watching for?
With your boy, with me, I got a new album coming out probably like late November. It's called Freedom. I got a documentary coming called I Gotta Have It. So it's about my whole career, basically based around I Gotta Have It. And, you know, the album, I got a book, a lyric book. So putting a lot of stuff together. And, you know, it's 25 years this year. And still rolling and doing it at a high level. I still, you know, got ill beats. I still got ill ass lyrics, and I can still fuck up like 99% of the MCs out there. So that's it.
But what is it like to be you? I think it's fair to say Ed OG is a veteran,
yes,
in this hip hop game,
yes,
now.
So
like
25 years. 1991 was my first album, and you know, my new album Freedom is coming, and it's 25 years later.
How is it that you stay relevant being 25 years deep in hip-hop?
I think just sticking to the script. Basically doing, you know, the hip-hop that I did when I started. I never try to switch. I never try to do what was popular. I always kind of stayed in my lane and just did what I did. And the people receive that because they can appreciate it, because they know it's genuine. They know it's coming from the heart. They know I'm giving it everything I got. And that's why I think I'm still here 25 years later.
What's happening on the streets in Boston right now? Earlier this year, Rex dropped the record Wink Wink, which was kind of like a bit of a statement about the status of police and everything. For people who have never been to Boston, you know, there's a lot popping off in the States right now. What's the deal in your hood?
I mean, in Boston, it's really not like the rest of the country. I think we have a different kind of police force and a different kind of mayor and a different kind of city that is not about that. So, no, if you're doing crime, then the cops are fucking with you. if you're chilling, I mean, you know, you're doing your everyday living and not in the streets, then you don't really have to worry about cops. They don't fuck with you. In Boston.
In Boston.
In Boston.
I do love the Boston accent. But then finally, when's the new album and the documentary coming out?
It's probably going to be late November. I got to turn the shit in now, like as we speak, so I can get it pressed and everything. So it'll probably be sometime in November or early December. If we don't get it before then it's going to be next year.
Stay hard like an erection. I'm burning suckers to wear protection. Now who's next when Ed's flexing? I'm the bread and you are just a crumb off. Jerking your Jimmy, but you still can't come off. I'm from Roxbury, the berry, but not the fruit, y'all. Don't make me act like where I come from, cause it's brutal. Hold my bone in a zone that's neutral. Soon to be lodged, the whole nine yards, but I ain't suit, y'all. Suckers be swearing that they're staring, it's gonna scare me. Look but don't touch, and if you do, be prepared, G, to go out. Just like your first day off punishment. The Bulldogs, Roxbury, and Boston is what I represent. The Black United leaders living directly on grooving sounds. At first you didn't know us, but now it's like you'll put me down. We didn't get in there so you can get in with us. You wasn't down when we was riding the bus. So put on your Adidas and step off. I got to have it.
I got to have it.
For me to run away, brother, put the gun away. You wanna take my life away as if we were in combat. You can buy some new Adidas, but you can't buy my life back. Hey yo, what's up with that? Why is it like that? Let's stand together, y'all, and fight that in a race to replace waste with a taste, just in case you can't face the place that you've been put in. If you was my kid, for what you did, you have a foot in right in your ass. Another term's rectum. Kids are having kids, they're not parents, so they let them do things that shouldn't be done. You're not a father cause you got a son, unless you're taking care of them. Crap, it's more contagious to rabies. Basehead broads are having basehead babies. Now how that sound? Not profound. Black people unite and let's all get down. I got to have it.
I got to have it.
Anyone else in your shoes, I couldn't be in. The E to the D to the O, oh yes, be G'ing. The Bulldogs got Bulldogs in sight and we be seeing. I don't wanna stand on a corner, I'm MC'ing. Call me a goody two shoes, who's in the right shoes, B? I don't have to pump jumps or clock G's. It's my turn to go and I got the right of way. You gotta fight your way to see another brighter day. But that's another subject, you like it or you love it. Jay Ellis, get jealous, no push but I'ma shove it. But regardless, when times are hardest, I cleaned off the dirt, cause they needed a polish. When you're in like food in your stomach, they wanna stick with you. But when you're out like Elvis, they wanna dick you. But hey, that's okay, cause we kept on striving. And even when T lost his car, we kept on driving. You had your chance to advance, but you blew it. Now ask yourself this question, do you like the way I do it? I got to have it.
I got to have it.
That's why I rate Mary J. Blige as well, because, you know, she heard that. She's like, that's banging! That was, I got...
She's got the little, you know...
Yeah, she's got the best dancing. Yeah, like no, but have you seen that video of hers where someone's put a lightsaber in her hand when she's dancing?
Nah.
You need to watch that. That's brilliant. But, yes, that was, I got to have it, Ed OG. And we were speaking to Ed OG the other week where he was performing in London. If you missed any of that interview, hit up the website and you can listen back to all that good stuff at foobarradio.com/hiphop. And every Monday we take care of you from 4 till 6.
Yeah,
and
man, we're almost running out of time. This is crazy.
Every week.
Jesus.
That's the real conspiracy theory, is just like time is just slipping through your
fingers.
Yeah,
I've heard about that one.
Talking about time.
You heard about that one before, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard about that one. I can't remember what time it was, but anyway, we're joined today by the captains of imagination. Captains of the imagination.
Yeah, yes.
C-O-T-I, captains of the imagination.
That's important.
So who have we got here? We got Dr. Cool.
What's up?
We got Capitan.
and myself, Imagine.
Where are you guys from?
So we're very international, but we're based in Geneva, Switzerland.
Okay. Yeah. And what, where are you from individually each then?
Well, we all met in Switzerland. We went to school, like you said. I'm originally Mexican, but...
Yeah, I'm Lebanese, American, Uruguayan, English.
That's not enough. You need to add a few more nationalities in there. Can you top that?
Yeah, I'm like English, Irish, American, and French.
Okay.
You don't sound like a joke. You don't like those Englishman, Irish roots.
We're from the Lebanese universe.
What do you get when you have an Irishman and a Lebanese and a Mexican together?
You get captains of the imagination, baby.
We knew that one.
You can talk about Evita.
Oh, of course, yeah. So Evita Kone, who's a singer, rapper, amazing member of our crew, unfortunately can't be here today. So she sends her love.
We also got DJ Tiny Tim and S Easy on the beats.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, I hope
so
she gets well soon.
The imagination.
So and is Consensus down with you guys as well?
Yeah. So we did a new EP just recently. It came out like a week ago. We'll give you guys a copy each. Mm. And yeah, it's called Street School Dropout, and we did it entirely in collaboration with Consensus.
Oh wow.
Well, are you guys based in London then?
No, Geneva, Switzerland. But well, actually,
we're
he's living
here now.
Yeah, we're on tour here. So, exactly. Thank you. Nice. But the thing is, Consensus is part of Worldwide Connects, which is an international hip hop organization.
Worldwide Connects, yeah.
Exactly, and
see,
so
Sarah
we're
don't know
also.
About that shit. I know. Yeah. I do my research.
Connected.
AKA, I read my timeline on Facebook. That's what people really mean when they say they do their research. Like, yeah, I read my full timeline.
That's
every day.
One source.
I
that's
spend
valid,
2 hours
man. It's
on
valid.
That shit. Wake up, drink a coffee, reading my timeline.
So yeah, we're also part of Worldwide Connects, and he came over actually to work with CERN, funnily enough. Although I don't know if that's a secret for now, but
to work with CERN.
Consensus will tell you more about
that.
Right. That's a world
yes. Consensus is going to come back with some adamantium.
You'll see,
is that a Wolverine?
He's got some
super villain right there. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So what goes on in CERN? Because that, you know what I mean? Is that, by the way, is that it? It's all capital letters.
It's a Center Energy Research.
So it is an acronym.
Yeah, it is an acronym, yeah.
See? This is getting deep, man.
It's like science.
Okay.
No, but yeah, I don't know. You want to talk about CERN?
Yeah, let's get into it.
No. All right. Let me just clarify this because earlier it was made out that CERN was actually like the name of the village or.
No,
right?
It's an acronym. No, it's in Meyrin. It's
not the name of a village. It's not a name.
All right, cool. We don't need to talk about it.
Okay.
That's what I was worried
but
about.
But on that tip, we could ask them about MySac's investigation question.
Yeah, we
from
could.
From a Swiss perspective. Because I'm wondering whether it's just British people and mad power.
What's the most outrageous conspiracy theory you guys have heard? Obviously, Geneva.
I got an answer for that.
You're very moderate in Switzerland.
Your man told us about it outside, so we've been thinking about it. But I'm about the universe and all that stuff. Conspiracy theories really interest me. And there's this website I found on Facebook. It says Gaia.com, and I looked at it, and it started talking about how. The universe, aliens basically exist, you know, and these bluebird community, like the alien people, like humans, but they're like a human bluebird, and they organize.
You're speaking my language, but I'm not understanding you.
Smurfs?
Yeah, more like ducks, blue ducks, but they speak telepathically.
But
then the thing is that in Gaia they have this interview with this guy who has basically been in contact with these aliens.
Of course he has.
And of course,
how much? Wait, one quick key question: how much skunk is this guy smoking?
I knew that was coming.
yeah.
I have no idea.
So it's an integral part.
But the thing is
the
about this is they said that there's an organization already of like intergalactic organizations, and they've basically been trying to get in contact with humans, us.
I'm sure they have.
And to try and get us into this community of different galaxies. But
that
every time humans have failed, humans have, they don't have the capacity
to. We haven't got the right Wi-Fi connection.
We're not fully adapted.
Yeah, but you can't, the thing is, the same way people, you can't write it off because it hasn't been disproven, is it? Because it hasn't been disproven. Do you know what I mean?
But
so you can say all of that. And
there
then
could be a flying spaghetti
prompt.
Monster
but the thing
out
is,
there coming
all I have to do is look up a guy at GAIA.com. And the guy that the interview is a legit
convincing
source. And we work for the government. And he says that that the government, you know, so he's someone who's legit, who's someone who's worked
but
in it.
But some people say Donald Trump is legit.
Yeah,
exactly. But he's obviously not. You know?
No.
So
people say that
there was a guy. There was a guy from Canada. Was it in the Canadian... they don't call it parliament, do they? What do they call it? He was like someone high up in Canada, though, and he came out and started saying, there are aliens. And
basically, it's called cosmic disclosure. and that they've done it. That's what the season is called. But another interesting conspiracy is about pyramids and how pyramids, they don't realize the pyramids.
We need to give you your own
pyramids
show.
Pyramids are, I would love
that. They're portals to the aliens, aren't they?
Yeah, it's not really, but they're basically musical instruments. That's what people don't know.
The
frequencies, yeah. Wow. And they created them to heal people. That's what some, like, is a theory that.
Is it?
And if you stand in, and that's the thing, when you stand inside pyramids, every line is, like, the walls are completely flat and thin, and it doesn't look like a grave. They're not graves. People think they're graves, but they're not. Tombs, they're not. They're musical instruments, and, like, they connect, and they basically make you more powerful.
Let me play these dead people right quick.
And they play hip hop.
Here's a song that I made.
And the pyramids love Biggie, like, Smalls.
Damn, this is a goddamn song that I made for y'all.
Step out of the pyramid.
Y'all spent like 333 years building me, so I thought I'd play this song with these dead people inside me. Come on now, listen to this song.
With you, Captain.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, look.
I'm done.
You never know. That's the thing. Until it's disproven, you never know.
Yeah. Exactly.
But it's probably best we don't walk around with the t-shirt and the banner, though, talking about that
promoting
shit.
Promoting it.
So how did you guys get together, like Captains of the Imagination? What was the idea and who came up with it?
It started with me, Imagine, and Capitan. We started writing together, and then we met.
Captains of the Imagination.
It's clever.
Capitan, and we made it Captains of the Imagination. Mm. Then we met the beatmaker, S-E-Z, and we decided to form a group, basically, and we came out with the first album called Sailing Changes. And from there, I started doing a lot of stages in Geneva solo. And then I met Dr. Cool, started rocking with him. And then I met, before Dr. Cool, I met DJ Tiny Tim. Mm. Then I met Dr. Cool. And from Dr. Cool, I met Evita. And then we all,
And that was all. That's all in Geneva,
All in Geneva.
But you all studied in the same.
Yeah, we basically went to the same high school. We called it when we were young. But that's where we all met. That's where I met Imagine in high school when we were young.
But that's not where we met. The beatmaker,
not them.
Okay. So, what kind of profile does hip hop have in Switzerland at the moment? Beyond Flow Rida, kind of rap music. I mean, like proper stuff.
In Geneva,
you mean underground.
I don't know, because you go to some places and it's like someone, like, for example, being in Tanzania in Africa, you have some people making like some rugged hip hop, but they've got big followings there where that's pop music. So that's why I'm saying, like, what's the status of hip hop in Switzerland like right now? How's it going down?
Yeah, the commercial scene is really terrible. Okay, there's like very few people who make it really big. There's only one guy who's ever signed on a major record label, as far as I know, called Stress, and we don't really.
Yeah.
I mean, he's okay, but there's a lot of underground, like really, really huge underground scene that people don't know about. And in general, in Switzerland, there's like a lot of squats and occupied buildings and stuff like that. A lot of people don't know. In every city where there's like a really rich power structure, there's also
tax-free, baby.
No. Well, yeah, there's that. But then there's also an underbelly of underground culture that's very strong and that people don't know about.
Yeah, I heard the warehouse, there's all the warehouse sort of gigs and all that going on there.
It's a big place. We get all the big hip-hop underground guys come there and pack it and stuff.
So can I ask, is like French hip-hop big in Switzerland?
So Switzerland has four languages. I don't know if you guys knew.
Deeper into
that. Mice did know that. He's just
four official languages.
Don't fight about it, guys.
So let's hear what
languages
are there.
We don't want any violence.
So there's French. Well, the biggest one is German, then French, then Italian, and then there's a special language called Romanche. Only 1% of the people speak that. And we're from Geneva.
In Switzerland, they speak German.
Yeah, it's because it's connected. So like the north of Switzerland is connected to Germany.
Wow.
The west is connected to France.
So when I said Wunderbar, I didn't even know that you guys
We don't speak German.
Sorry.
We're from Geneva.
We only talk about
Ausgezeichnet, but not like German.
So German is spoke the most or French is spoke the most?
German, but in Geneva, it's French.
Yeah, Geneva.
We're right next to France. I lived in France for a lot of my life, but I was in Geneva, basically, because I just walked across the border. And
another thing interesting, Switzerland, they have you guys have referenda all the time, isn't it? Over stupid things. Like, and I'm sure,
in Switzerland.
it's
true. You're right.
Because I can't remember if it's Switzerland or Austria where you have a referendum recently about whether a mosque was allowed to build
minaret.
It was Switzerland. Is that in Switzerland?
Yeah. They banned minarets.
And the referendum voted against it. They said the only building that can have like a spire is a church. Kind of thing.
Wow.
And this is the kind of thing that I've read. And the other thing,
minarets,
specifically for mosque. And then the other thing in Switzerland, you don't have an army. No, so you have a passive.
We do.
But the army is the...
We have a massive army.
No, but the army is the population. It's you guys. No, but you don't have an army of the same tradition as us. It's like every... But isn't it that everybody is...
They got some trained killers out there.
We keep our guns. I mean, we weren't in the army, any of us. We were like...
I should have gone, but I got out of it because I was doing university here. Because I studied drama. I went to drama school. My acting is my main career choice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I've been out of the loop with COTI from Switzerland.
I didn't go either because I'm French.
Yeah.
So lucky you.
Another thing, which is called civil service, where you're allowed to... It didn't used to be like that. People went to jail to protest it, and then they eventually changed it. So now, if you don't want to do the military, you can do, like, social work, basically.
Is it mad racist in Switzerland?
Yeah. No.
It is. It is. But in Geneva...
I'm not saying all the people are racist, but I'm saying...
Of course not.
Like, in Geneva, it's less...
racist, for sure.
In Geneva, specifically, it's more international and less racist, but overall, Switzerland, like, all the German parts and stuff, like, that's why they voted against mosques.
Exactly.
Like, there's most of the people who vote are, like, rich, old, white dudes. Or not necessarily even rich, but just old, white dudes.
I disagree. But also, I'm going to defend Geneva.
Yeah.
In Geneva, there's this huge international culture.
Yeah.
And basically, since I was kind of raised in America, because I left Mexico when I was 5, and when I got to Geneva, my mind opened up, as in the world and, you know, rights and everything.
Compared to America.
So Geneva is a very educated place, I would say, for young people.
Yeah, I've been there. I didn't really get much trouble. You know what I mean? People were looking at my forehead thinking like...
But if you went to the mountains and shit, you know, you might be
the mountains would be looking at my forehead. Like,
yeah. Get him! And everyone has guns.
I know you mean
them.
Though. I've been up, like, you know, when Val d'Isère and them sort of places.
Yeah,
it
you
is
can
a bit
get
more
some
like,
people
like,
Val d'Isère
in fucking alien. Wow, it's kind of
it's
in between, isn't it?
I don't even
Sospe.
Know.
Man.
It's like some skiing
Sospe.
Place.
It's more the way Sospe. They vote that shows us that they're racist. No?
Yeah. But like Evita, for example, and Jean-Marc and other friends, like, have described situations where I'm like, yeah, that's.
So the hip hop in Switzerland, then are people like some are rapping in German, some are Italian, some how does it serious?
But everyone's multilingual out there.
Not necessarily, but specifically, for example, in Geneva, most people rap in French. We're one of the only crews that raps in English. Yeah.
Oh, you guys rap in English?
Yeah, because that's our mother tongue.
Speaking of rapping in English, I thought it'd be nice to hear you guys perform one of your tracks live for us in the studio.
For sure.
Yeah. So you're ready to do this?
Yeah.
Okay, Free Bar Radio. Mice, get your headphones at the ready, mate.
You can hear everything.
Yeah, and let's get into this. Right now, we're joined in the studio by Captains of the Imagination, and they are about to let rip for us live on the show. Coming up, we're going to get into our open mic very soon. Cool. hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Get in touch with us. But first, let's do this, guys. Are you all hearing in your headphones again?
Shout out to COTI. Big up Consensus.
Smoother than smooth besides. Who's smoother than cool? It is I. The doctor as cool as the guy, and the author of a rulebook applied, who ripped away the pages and then moved to the side. If the truth is a lie, then there's nothing I can say except I choose to deny. Just any accusation you could shoot to the sky. There's nothing I can say except I choose to deny what I can say when I rhyme. And if I triangle area, tricycle errand on a triangle area, try that you merit, but you don't success when this. Something I'm wondering what I'd suggest when I come in, I'm blundering. It don't really matter, just a dope other rapper who could jump out of school and then come back faster, harder, stronger than you'd ever imagine. Cause that's how we do it. What's up? Imagine bloods are too cool for school. Yeah.
Nah, I'm too cool for rules.
Come on.
What's up, yo?
Too cool for school.
Nah, I'm too cool for fools.
Too cool for school.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm too cool for rules.
Hey.
Hey, yo, too cool for school. Nah, I'm too cool for fools.
We love real hip-hop, boom bap that makes your body rock. DJs, MCs, dog, we're fully stocked. Our music saves humanity from sharing no love, only insanity. We gotta realize we're family, we're serious about the movement. That's why you feel it's gravity, society needs a big improvement. Giving every child schooling, not just fake history bullshit. And giving everybody homes, the rich grow rich while the poor bury bones. They say life's a bitch, but she grew up all alone. She only had rhymes and a golden microphone. Yeah, she changed the world, reaching out as far as Rome, telling shadows come into the light. No need to drink tears, you found love tonight. Hip hop is my religion, plus her gods are real. You can imagine how they make copy feel.
What's up,
y'all?
Come on. I said, too cool for school. Now I'm too cool for rules.
Hey, yo,
too cool for school. Now I'm too cool for fools. Too cool for school. Now I'm too cool for rules.
Come on.
Come on.
Too cool for school. Now I'm too cool for food.
Yeah.
Pupil of experience. Fuck the rules, I choose to be curious. Far from school, the news and the weariness. Taught by nature, who nurtures the dreams and the thoughts I savor. Taste the difference, every heart has flavor. With norms as enemy and the art as savior. Take it or leave it, what I make I believe in. And the hate I perceive is minuscule compared to the greatness I'm breathing. It's the day I seize to make my way at ease. With an open mind, I see the world brighter. And every moment's mine to make the worst slighter. Take risks to die trying. Fuck being rich, I'll spend my life striving for equality, peace and acceptance. Until love opens her eyes to realize each being is a blessing.
Too cool for school. Now I'm too cool for rules.
Hey yo, hey yo.
Too cool for school. Now I'm too cool for fools.
What's up, yo?
Too cool for school. Now I'm too cool for rules.
Hey yo.
Too cool for school. Now I'm too cool for fools.
Yeah. Captains of the imagination.
C-O-T-S-E-Z
on the beat.
Check us
DJ out. Tiny Tim, Evita Kone, yes. Capitan, Dr. Cool, Imagine. Straight from Geneva in London. What's up?
Keeping it live.
Geneva in the house, my beloveds. Yeah. Remember where you heard it. The hip hop show, Fubar Radio, right here.
Very
you
nice.
Fast.
You fast.
That was nice, man.
Very nice. Who did you say produced that?
So S-E-Z, our beat maker, made it. He makes all our beats. And so he produced it in Geneva. And that's actually on the EP with Consensus.
Okay. So that's the one you just dropped. You said he dropped it last week, was
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
What's the EP called?
Yeah,
Street School
right
Dropout.
Can you pass that home?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Thank you, bro.
Street School Dropout.
Street School Dropout.
And so how is it that people can hear more of that or track you guys down or whatever?
So if you are Bandcamp, if you know Bandcamp, COTI Music, kotimusic.bandcamp.com, or also just COTIMusic.com, kotimusic.com.
And you
so
got
this is it.
Here. Very cool. Yeah, gifts. It's just difficult because the people on the radio can't see that.
Yeah,
but yeah,
I'll
if you,
you
hit up our twitter.com/foobarradio,
you
can see the pictures that we're gonna tweet for you.
Give them the other album.
But you guys aren't going anywhere just yet, are you? Because you're gonna hang around for a little bit, a minute, and bless the open mic for us along with the other guest MCs.
Yeah.
So get in touch with us. We are taking care of you till 6 p.m. It's hiphop@foobarradio.com. We still got a couple tunes that we want to play to you before we bring in our next MC. And you know, maybe I know Mice has been inundated with responses to his question about it's not about paranoia, that was last week. It's about conspiracy theories. It's an extension from exactly. But so keep it locked to Fubar Radio. Coming up next, we're getting into our open mic, but first something brand new off of that Lice EP too.
A new report out found that lice is actually changing and mutating, becoming immune to standard treatments.
I'm from a village in the hill where everybody got a mitigated call, but no refrigerators filled, and every father there got pocket stock with zilch, and every mother there forgot to take a pill. I'm rocking for my oak who started crying for they bother spilling milk. Listen, we don't want no drama, but the bomb already built just when everyone you know about the ill. I swoop in like a crow from out the sky and snatch a pot from off the sill.
Is it fighting words or minor birds? Piracy or idling? A lion heart or life alert? I don't support a media that fetishizes the wealthy cause it's weird. I'm here to help contextualize the belfry to a room of terrible cadets who dress like Mr. Belding. I'll turn them into messengers rebelling, it's compelling. The cavalcade approach on the heels of obscene evil is easel as meteoric as Beanie as Steve Zissou. I only move aside for the sun.
I only move aside for the sun.
I don't really move aside that much.
Check it. Just ahead, I throw a left for every gambler laying a bet and every child to wet the bed. I check my text, who's trying to swing an apple? Wait, that's just my ex who's trying to lay an egg. The sky is changing colors, I'll be up to here in debt when death becomes such a porno on your Tumblr. I keep time by counting summers and teach you how to do the wop without a fee. My name is Homeboy Sam, my style is a lock without a key.
Odd world bogmen, slog through toxins, groggy, squash all goblins, promptly, brutal mood, relocating stickers on his Rubik's Cube, wildlife showing signs of ruin, doom for you and you and you and you. Shoes made of wah-wah pedals to turn a walk to the wah-wah, the gods and devils. I'm at the table breaking bread with both the wicked and the righteous. It's hard to tell the difference through a history of violence. I only move aside for the sun.
I only move aside for the sun.
I don't really move aside that much. Nah,
got a secret handshake that includes paying the landscape and equal distribution of the syrup between the top and bottom pancakes. Survey the damage from the rampage and piece it together with glow-in-the-dark band-aids. Behind the barricades is a bump who need a shower but wield the power to paraphrase. Hey, I made the wish that I could shift more shapes. Withholding your support is just poor taste.
Cheat code fluent, chief low mutant. The kids sit still till a tree grows through them. East Coast, eat slow, throwing pizza crust to pigeons. After dinner, hit up Ibiza with two Dobermans like Higgins. I'm looking for a mystery bigger than me to remedy, regardless of its place in the greater collective memory. I pissed at every terrifying truck stop in the country. I'll piss up on your pickup truck for absolutely nothing. I only move aside for the sun.
I only move aside for the sun.
I don't really move aside that much.
Check it.
I mean, that's Zilch, and that is Aesop Rock and Homeboy Sandman,
aka Lice.
Lice 2. They released an EP, and this is the follow up. It's still Lice 2, still bugging, and it's out now for free.
Wow!
Links to all that good free stuff. So go and check it out online. This is Food Bar Radio, and there's so many cool parties coming up this week as well. Mr. Liff and L'Orange, they're at Jazz Cafe.
That's
tonight.
L'Orange.
Sorry, guys, help me.
L'Orange. Ah, t'as fait très bien.
Oui, je
prends conseil.
Oui, je
prends conseil.
Pas
de problème.
Okay, and
they're going to be performing tonight at Jazz Cafe, and that's Monday the 7th, of course. Kirk Knight and Four Owls. I'm not familiar with Kirk Knight,
but you know the Four Owls, though, don't you?
They're at XOYO on Thursday the 10th of November, so go check those guys out. I know they just come back from a tour in Australia. I think that's the first time they've been out there doing shows, so I'm sure they've had a barrel of laughs.
Yeah, I spoke to Leaf, man. He was loving it out there.
I bet they were. I bet they've been mobbed by
all the Sheilas, mate.
All the Sheilas and Lambert, UK rapper.
Oh, I tell you what, mate.
But also Raised by the Mic, that's a party that is happening on Saturday the 12th of November, and that's to celebrate the Chip Shop's first anniversary. Chip Shop's a venue in Brixton, and Ty and Black Twang are going to be performing up there.
Nice.
Yeah, so definitely go check that out. That's this Saturday as well, and hold tight here because we want to get into our open mic, and next we're going to be welcoming to the show our final MC, Acronym, spelt properly, no hip hop spellings.
Serious.
I don't know if we should even let him into the studio.
Nah, man, we gotta chat about this.
Hip-hop. Yeah, we gotta get to the bottom of this conspiracy theory.
You gotta replace the C with a K.
Yeah.
The Y with an I. What else?
By the time you leave here, you'll be hip hopped out. let's just play these bills. Then we're gonna play one more track and get into this open mic. It's FUBAR.
FUBAR Radio presents
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
I had a gig last week where a 50-year-old man wanted to physically fight me because I wouldn't play ABBA Dancing Queen. It's like, is your head so far up your ass that you can't even just play what everybody here wants to hear?
Everybody. Did he conduct a survey?
ABBA Dancing Queen. I was like,
I've never known anyone to get thugged out over ABBA.
Over ABBA!
Apart from my dad.
Apart from your dad. Yeah, I don't know.
My dad's a big ABBA fan. And he looks a massive thug.
And he looks great in heels.
He does. And spangly tracksuit bottoms.
Every Friday.
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Thank you. Yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's me. I get rowdy on the mic. They don't build them like me. I'm like Gaudi on the mic. Architect, visionary with foresight. Before Christ, the future is a sight for sore eyes. While the globe rotates on its axis, the rich hide wealth and still lie about the taxes. Still practice crafted corrupt tactics. Still factories shut down for these factors. Reprimands when I have you like Shaftesbury. Dodgy handshakes and they dabbing like the dancers. Ask questions, they ain't coming with any answers. They give us no choice and got rid of Jenny Francis. That's me, I spit the truth like I've got a list. The greatest trick was convincing you they do not exist. We live amongst cops and monsters who hunts the hunters. And terrorism, government-sponsored facts.
We got evidence on the president's changes coming. I'm setting precedence for intelligent raps. This is that medicine like Benadryl. If you got the light but ain't shedding it, then you're negative.
Is that you? Yeah. Black Twang, is that you? Is that you?
Are you?
Yo, South Philly, is that you? Is that you?
Tell him,
Black Twang, is that you? Is that you?
What?
Yo, South Philly, is that you? Is that you?
Who that?
Black Twang, is that you? Is that you?
That's
yo, South Philly, is that you? Is that you?
South Philly.
Black Twang, is that you? Is that you? Yo, South Philly, just one
playing, is that you? Philly spit lyrics and slaps you. Son and producer leaving you as stiff as a statue. I catch you, do my best to more than just match you. Spit the sickest delivery, I rap and dispatch you. I'm mad blessed, be the only rapper that stands left. I stamp on heads just like I'm Trevor from Grand Theft. I gave crashing party with bad guests. I came to spit bars, yo, you better bank on it like Nat West. Shinobi, the shot clock killer just like I'm Kobe. So Flash should be in need of Adobe to even know me. Listen homie, it's more than just your average rap. Me and the man Black Twang have launched a savage attack. Hey yo, I'm old school like a pair of gazelles preparing for hell. Wizards to be scared of my spells, I'm spellbinding, spitting all these lines that are blinding. I dazzle all the masses when I shine like a diamond. This is Simon, born back in 74. I'm ready for war from when I come and step in the door. The rap Rambo, here to break it down like a Kango. Rocking the bells like I'm Cool J in the Kango. I rock chains just like I'm Django. Fist in the air, I come and spit rap blacker than Sambo. That's true, I get in your skin like a tattoo. Philly and Black Twang got him saying, is that you? Is that you? Black Twang, is that you? Is that you?
Are you?
Yo, South Philly, is that you? Is that you?
Tell him,
Black Twang, is that you? Is that you?
What?
Yo, South Philly, is that you? Is that you?
Who that?
Black Twang, is that you? Is that you?
That's
yo, South Philly, is that you? Is that you?
South Philly.
Black Twang, is that you? Is that you? Yo, South Philly, just gone true.
All I can say is this whole investigation from MySack Hayes has just opened a porthole, not just to aliens, but just to our own paranoid minds and musings. And the fact that we need entertainment in the world, isn't it? Because people need to take their minds off of these crazy conspiracies.
What was that we just heard, though?
So that track that was brand new from Cy Philly featuring Black Twang, that didn't make it onto the 11th Hour album that Cy Philly released earlier this year, but it's out now and it's available. It's got a dope video as well. The track is called Is That You. Definitely check out the album. And we had Cy Philly live in the studio a few months back, so definitely hit up foobarradio.com/hiphop and listen back to that as well. But right now it's myself, Sarah Love,
and myself, Mice Diggy, aka the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. We have another guest here that's going to help bless the open mic. Acronym,
welcome.
Grab the mic, man.
Hello. Stay Hello. Close to the mic so we can hear you
nice
nicely.
Nice to be on the
What's
show
going
today?
On?
It's lovely to have you here.
Thank you very much.
Where do you come from?
So I'm from Bristol originally. Been living in London for a little while now, like last 10 years or so.
Yeah.
Love hip-hop.
And so, what's your background in hip-hop? Like, how long have you been rapping for and stuff?
I've been rapping for quite a while, but I suppose like my job's always kind of come first a little bit. And so
stay close to the microphone so we're hearing
this
you
year I'm just trying to put in a lot more into my work. Should hopefully have a little solo project coming out beginning of next year called The Myth of the Greek Geek. It's all about Greek mythologies and stuff, but
I
told over a rap beat, so hopefully that's something to look forward to. And I've got a video coming out soon as well. It's all about alcohol, so
nice.
What, the good side or the bad side?
You have to take everything, a bit of the good, a bit of the bad. So some of the good, some of the bad.
What's the good side?
Well, enjoying your time out, like having a nice evening or whatever. And the bad side is over dependency. People on the street drinking White Ace or walking around
with a case that way, you know.
Lovely, a nice bit of White Ace. Yeah,
exactly.
Right there.
But and so when can we look forward to some of that happening? We're hearing that.
Hopefully, Greek Geek will start about mid-January or something, and the video about alcohol to follow soon. But you can find the song about alcohol already. It's on soundcloud.com/acronymuk.
I look forward to checking it out as a non-drinker. Who do you listen to hip-hop wise? Who are you checking for?
I'm pretty ranged. I like a lot of American, European, even a couple of Portuguese rappers at the moment. I can't stop listening to Kano, Made in the Manor. It's just been on repeat constantly on my phone.
Yeah, that's his latest album, man.
Yeah.
But dun, dun. dun, 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 dun. I don't know the words, but I know
getting
the tune
your dab
still.
On.
New banger.
Yeah, so for you, has that been a strong influence on you, like Kano and the sort of more grime movement?
Like Kano to a point, but even old school Eminem, Slim Shady LP, Infinite, also things like I've got a bit of a varied past as well. I used to be well into my metal, so even things cool. like System of a Down,
nice.
Kind of a lot of the Rap Poets Corner and stuff, like kind of rock rap poets. But yeah, a little bit of everything. It's always nice.
Like I like hardcore music.
So, ooh, so Eminem, you know about this conspiracy that he he died in between the Slim Shady and Marshall Mathers LP.
Yeah.
You don't know about this shit.
Nah,
so
like that.
That's why you hear this flow.
You don't know about this.
I feel good it's that like, I know about this because not many people know about this shit.
All right, I'm and, take the laptop.
So if you look at pictures of him, you know, in 99,
yeah.
and then fast forward all the way to 2016,
and he's aged.
He looks different.
He aged. Oh my God.
That's the drugs.
You look the same as you did in 1995.
Yeah, yeah, I'm joking, by the way. But I don't know if you lot got the joke.
No,
but anyway, there is a conspiracy.
Mike. This is the problem with conspiracies there. Sometimes
but there is a conspiracy
joking.
That he, this is like a replacement, the clone, Eminem clone, since that time. That's why his flow sounds different. Yeah, bro, there's a video
where
about
did
this
you
shit.
Hear this?
Obviously on YouTube, but I'm saying there's a whole. Someone spent a good,
they put their heart and soul
a good
into
month
that
making
man.
This video out, so, so I've got to believe it just for them.
Just for pity.
Exactly.
I feel bad for you. I believe
crazy shit, man. Aww. But I don't know. But yo, we're about to get into this open mic because we ain't got much time. And I hate when we do this because we don't want to make the MCs feel like you got to hurry
good.
Up again.
Pressure's
you might
good.
Need to do the warm up.
We like now.
All right, we're warmed up. Let's get into this.
So stay nice and close to the microphone so Use we're hearing beat, you good and crispy. This week's beat is by D-Flux. This is the open mic. It's Food
Let's
Bar Radio.
It around, yeah, so we got like that. We're going to start off with acronym.
I come straight from the back of the corner. A brother warned you, better beware. I'm the Greek guy that's walking with many myths to share. Know about me, under the trees. I float above the leaves. Couldn't mess with me. Fuck with the police. Nah, fuck with the beat. Any recognition, don't know about it, it's missing. Come through and we'll be fighting that fact. Fuck all the fiction.
Yeah.
De lejos viéndome mirar lo que no puede estar. Mi alma carga luz llegando del hogar del mar. El pueblo unido, jamás vencido. El punto de esta vida es darle ese amor querido. Acuérdate, tú eres el arquitecto del destino. Beyond every song is the lesson live begun. Giving life shining light. If you listen close, rapping just to boast. If you see it clear, the end is always near. So raise the gear and blaze the guns till the ending comes. Celebrate every day, learn from each mistake. Never lose hope, keep your mind open. That's the way to travel far. To make it to the biggest oldest star. Looking out as far as I can see. I understand I have all the power that I need. Who I want to be. Chasing that horizon is the life for me.
When push comes to shove, do you want true love or just the look of love? Show you where I got this Eric from. I wrote the book of love. With the divine, with society's fine line of anatomy and unrefined pictures of lust. And while we travel to dust like neutrons to neutrinos, the beat's gone from dudes we know to new sequels. Death is a vessel of philosophical wrestle. The best of the best will stop when it gets to the few people who invented their life. There's no rules for the rest of us like one love, one God, and the test is your might. Do you resist under torture? Do you exist under orders of the bliss? You avoided the point is to give. Disappointed? Forgive. Are you annoyed? Forgive. It's just boyish, a kid. What do we exist for? Is to give. 2 + 2 = 4. Get what you're getting. Plus we always want more, and that's the cause of the war.
Hey, yo. Coast to coast, I chose to roll out. Most of all, I know the whole. Now it's hard to get in and fit in a place where there's no space from the beginning. Giving what you can give in the race for attention. Living to be giving your soul just for a lesson. What? Say this, yes. Be that. Uh-huh. Believe in us is better. Now delete that. Who's gonna be the best? Who's gonna be the worst? As we teach you in jest, now you can go to work. Born to be tamed in a storm of change. See your education token in a pouring rain. Knowledge range, yet it's out of school. Money, college is my brain. No time for mathematics, it's time for rap. Classics, we got the past behind it. With some sitting in class asking to be first class masters.
Acronym.
Handed the plagiarist, waving my pen and taking the piss. Age the abyss, words rolling ageless mist. Risk of my transcripts, acronym the crypts and rip scripts with words heavier than paper. Couldn't delicately place them on the wafer. Stay safer than safe makers in safe ways. Strange days where I crave change. On the next page, thoughts rage like stormy seas and ocean breezes. My thesis examines pieces of my soul. Wrote in the language I stole, so I'm now the sole owner. Loan me your ears, I whisper my fears till ears remain on the edge of seats.
Syllables speak from shadow setting and seen a soliloquy. So eclipsing, transfixed, mixing imagery. Imagine me performing, menagerie of emotion, intoxicating potion, smoother than skin after lotion. I stay devout with the lyrics I spout. MC without a doubt or worry, no hurry, impending my rhymes. It takes a while, but perfection takes time and the stars align and shine. Most step I climb to the precipice, take the piss with this ish that I'm constructing, erupting and ready to rip. Line after line like a drip, flip through subjects and topics, sipping on sip, Smith and tonic. Give me a beat and I'm on it. Dark hearted rapper, truly demonic. Eat up your soul and spew out lyrics like vomit. Trail fire like flames from a falling comet.
Your ears are open yet the channel's wrong. Your eyes are blind yet you're walking on. This ain't about women or money, this is serious, nobody's trying to be funny. Education is a stair, heaven is the way. Hip hop's God who's there when you pray. He's telling us to act, to stop holding back. The best way to protect ourselves is to attack. If you're about the real, then let's make a deal. Change yourself, stand for a bigger cause. Reflect your purpose and take a pause. Don't be afraid, powers of what we're made. If we don't change the present, our future will fade. I'm no angel, yet I know right from wrong. And if I have a dream, I'ma put it in a song. In a world of peace, love, unity is where we belong. Hip hop is my religion, plus our gods are real. You can imagine how they make copy feel.
Used, forsaken, abused, frustration, abused from manipulation. Confused the situation. Indoctrination has blocked the nation from the truth. Stop hating, it's not too late to choose greatness. You got blues, well, so did the ancients. Be patient, it's hard being the new generation. Be rude to undo the rules, use innovation. Things change since nuclear proliferation. Picking it up and living in love is more than enough vibration. So giving a fuck when living is tough is more than a proclamation. And helping a brother who's stuck in the rough is all that we got. The battle is God and Satan. We gotta be strong through illness and inoculation, perspiration, meditation, and the hesitation. It's a revelation for slavery, reparation. No lame blame, playing games. This is education. Generations change, it's just fate's respiration.
Man, it's God, so believe in yourself. Cherish what you got and start treating your health. Stop concealing your feelings and be true to yourself. Take the peace left between us and believe it can help. The solution to your problem, there's no secret,
it's love.
You're confused and you're lost cause you don't see what's above. You hate yourself cause on Facebook
they don't like you enough.
But your mama loved you, so keep your mind somewhere else. Somewhere the heart still speaks the language of nature. Race your fears, don't leave the anguish for later. Face yourself, only then you'll be greater. You got soul, it's only human to feel
the blues.
All you got to know is the music, don't need to read the news. What lies inside is forsaken beauty, and the ugliness outside is mistaken truly. Don't forget what your good book said, but remember you write your own story. So go on and make the words look better.
A little better in perspective, trying to clean it, what like I was wearing a better necklace. A better day to forgive my sins and pray. But it's just another day where I don't get out of the bed and wanna spray. I'm just trying to keep myself together, trying to keep the lyrics clever. See if I can move it better than the acapella. But instead I got these words to provide me with real cheddar. So I'll come through like that good fella dude. What you really wanna do, don't make a move. Got more than a bat in the boot of the car. See me, I've been trying to be unhooking bras, but my fingers are just getting nowhere far. So I'm just trying to see what I can find on this lyrical time that I try to use my mind and time. See it in written in the signs. It's all like I'm just way ahead of my mind.
I'm not the best guy, I'm just this guy. I know my weaknesses and strengths. The things I am, things I ain't. Things I love and things I hate. Things I know, things I don't. Things I'll do and things I won't. What I want, what I dread. Sadly, one day we'll all be dead. Though everything has its end, so let's smile. Best we can do is just be friends. A long time or a while. I'm grateful to that man who showed truth into my hand. There's so much we don't understand, yet we agree to speak happy. Look in each other's eyes, speak God's truth, never lie. To me, that's the essence of stars in the sky. I'm free, you ask if we can fly. Find a friend whom you trust, to the rest say goodbye. Off you beat, be strong, climb the tallest tree. Live your dreams out fearlessly. Good memories to the soul of eternity. Always will I cherish those laughs you shared with me.
Captain Tan.
I gotta spit something off of the top of what I thought that it was I had. But then I had to gather it and write it in a pad. And then I remember something, I listen, it never happened. Now, is the past real or is it something, a reaction to current present moments that I keep on holding? I know what I'm shouldering as I keep going through. Like if I'm showing the truth inside of me when I need to be what I can be. But society is telling me that I need to stop being me. That's a conspiracy theory for you. And if you see what I can think, it's like I wonder, is there three of me? So many different ways you could interpret any information I am trying.
trying to tell you why we need to get up through the nation. Ah, because they just try to divide like Brexit. I'm like, listen man, does even any of this exist? I don't think so, that's why I'm here to persist with a dope ass flow and a raised up fist.
Yo, I'm trying to see what I'm trying to free. Now I'm trying to be the man who I really wanna be. But how to go, where to see, what to seize? The moment is so far, yet so close indeed. Yo, I'm trying to spit off the top of the dome. I'm trying to not get too focused on the phone, cause I don't like it. Oh yeah, I got a light, oh so delighted when I spit that shit, it's righteous. Oh yeah, that freedom and reason indeed. I'ma make it like this, so I'ma smoke no weed no more. No, it's too old for me. Like this, man, I gotta go out for this. I gotta pass it back to you. You can spit the truth in the booth, yo.
Deal with life like a delicacy, frying fish delicately. Soar over birds and trees, watch the earth as the earth watches me. Spin together in harmony, well at least that's the dream. As I'm trying to make some money on this scene, up in food while spitting with my sticky, it's a dream. Come through and see it like I ripped off the cord and I jumped out the plane. Now I'm straight from the brain like Derren Brown trying to play tricks with your brain. Is it a trick or a treat? No way you can face in defeat. If you think that you're facing with me, then you need to get left like you got left 6 feet
Freedom is style, I flow through the Nile. I wait for a while until inspiration comes and I hear the drum banging in my heart. You know I gotta start to bring the hip hop quick like that. Now you caught with the thought in your face. You thought the place wasn't graceful, but now I'm taking like that. You now deceitful, I'm speaking truth related to my youth. Like I said before, my eyes got the fire. You gotta feel it, lava coming under your pants. You feel it coming, and then I gotta running. Your lady's guns coming, so I'm seeing I got to go. And now I'm freeing my key. Take that flow.
El Capitan. Jeez, Dr. Cool, what you say, bruh?
Conspiracies like Illuminati or Hugo Boss making clothes for the Nazis. I'm trying to do some shit like coming back at me, but I understand that I am stuck in the attic trying to get back at it. I'm just an addict to the Facebook feed as I look at what it is that Facebook feeds. I'm trying to just try something to be that I could be. I'm trying to be free, but can I ever even be me? Cause I've been coded, decoded, and I know I wrote it, and still I'm trying to expose it, but knowing just how I wrote it. If I arose from the roses, I know what I could have chosen, but know what it is I'm flowing. I listen what it is, I know it. I notice the shit that I got to be in, but I'm in the midst of it. I can't even see through the mist of it. I'm in the thick of it. I'm trying to push my fist. Once again, I'm showing y'all I just wanna exist.
And I'm all around, like your heart in every town. Straight like that, don't call me a clown. Whatever it is, surrounding sound, you gon' hear it. The president's the real terrorist, it's evident, can't you see it? We're revolutionaries, you can't find our words in no dictionaries. Spit one bar more so you can continue, come on.
Could never sum up what my life is worth in just a verse. Need more words than the dictionary. Going through avenues of my life like little tributaries. Closer to 30 than 20. More years spent, but more empty days. Stuck in the days, blazing haze. Life is a maze, so I stare at the cage and I try to run away. But my feet won't take me off of this train of thought. Maybe I need to get me and my mind divorced. Maybe I need to stop thinking with my mind, more with my heart. See if that really makes me smart. But I don't know, cause that place is dark. So I'm just lost like a guy in a sandstorm trying to find a drink of water. But I'll more rather bring your daughters to the slaughter on some old school metal tip. I am maybe just to come over and bury bitches. Don't want to chat like you're on some delirious Eddie Murphy.
Jesus, acronym. You just heard acronym Dr. Cool,
Capitan,
El Capitan, the imagination right here, aka Captains of Imagination, alongside this mother lover right here, man.
Acronym, hey. AKA just another brother after real intelligence.
Ooh. Oh, damn. Shit, man. See, you lot are messing me up today. This conspiracy shit. Then he has an acronym for shit, acronym. Was that an acronym for acronym? I don't even know.
I don't know but what acronym means, though.
Make sure all you MCs out there and all you producers, we got to shout out the producer D-Flux, first of all, for that beat right there. It was good because it allowed you guys, there was space in there and allowed you to, like, you know.
Tasty.
But all you MCs, if you want to get on here, make sure you email us, hiphop@foodbarradio.com, with a couple tunes, just a link to some tunes or whatever, and make sure it says open mic in the subject. If you're a beat maker and you want to get a beat on here just like D-Flux did, just email us maybe 4 or 5 1-minute snippets of your beats to hiphop@foodbarradio.com and make sure it says open mic beat. That's it. Anything else, well, no one's looking at nothing.
It's not a conspiracy.
Yeah, the hollow earth, this is not a conspiracy theory. No one ain't looking at shit. Someone emailed, I ain't gonna mention their names, but they emailed 1 minute snippets of their songs, of them rapping. They don't deserve to be on here.
Yeah.
If you can't work out them instructions, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say.
But guys, what are the links? Acronym. How can people find you if they want to hear more?
So I'm on Facebook, Acronym UK, and SoundCloud.com. SoundCloud.com/AcronymUK as well. And then I've got a couple of songs on YouTube that you can find if you just search Acronym UK.
Captains of the Imagination. What's the link?
Cotti Music, COTIMusic.com.
Lovely, thank
and
you so
shows,
much.
And shows, what have you got? So where are you performing next then? You're on tour now, isn't it?
Yeah, the next big date we have is on the 18th of November with People's Army, Amy True.
Ah, shout out to People's Army. Yeah. Amy True?
Yeah.
Where is that?
Consensus will be there too. You know, I actually don't know.
Okay, so go and hit up Cotti Music and find out all the info. Thank you.
Shout out to Holding Court Radio.
Yeah, we performed with it, exactly.
Oh, nice.
And other radios, but I don't know if you guys want us to shout out. Hey, other
we haven't got time for that.
As soon as we lock up. As soon as we turn the mics off, you can say, oh, yeah, you can shout out.
And then we'll tell you about them. No. Big up to Ed OG, straight out of Boston, who you heard from him on today's show. Thank you so much, Captains of the Imagination, for coming through to the show. Acronym, thank you so much for being here. D-Flux on the beat, and to you guys, this show's all about you, so thank you so much for tuning in. foodbarradio.com/hiphop is the page to go to listen back to all the shows. We're back again next week 4 p.m. with some serious beatbox action for you, so make sure you join us. It's myself, Sarah Love, and Mice Diggy signing off. Up next, it's our friends,
A Badge of Friendship, bitches.
Sister, there's got to be unity. Yeah, unity. Unity's what's missing in our lives. Can't you see? We need dance every now and then. A little honesty and trust among us. A little love and harmony. And there'll surely be some unity. Unity.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.